go ahead, director.
Thank you very much. We are going live now. This is Radio Biafra. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good night to all of you, wherever you are on this planet Earth. All the great Biafrans and friends of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this day, the third day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, the fourth month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. The time now is 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in London, the same time in Biafra land. It depends on where you are on this planet Earth, because the world revolves around this, gives us 24 time zones across this very planet. Wherever you are, it will be the same minute past the top of the hour. This is Radio Biafra. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this very wonderful platform, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the great people of Biafra, I must welcome you personally. I must welcome you privately, and on behalf of the entire board at Radio Biafra, we ask you this evening to do that same thing we demand of you every blessed day. Regardless of what the time is where you are, please endeavor to inform one or two or three or four. We make it 10. Tell 10 of your friends that you are listening to Radio Biafra live transmission. Let your friends know that they can also contact Radio Biafra. Let them also inform their friends. Tell them to join us on Radio Biafra London, the largest community anywhere online on this planet, approaching a quarter of a million people. Wherever you are, we must keep welcoming you. And we ask you also to tell those people to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask those people to please point their dish, if they're in Africa and Europe, ask them to point their dish towards 17 degrees east, towards Amos 5 satellite. There also they can receive Radio Biafra, because Radio Biafra also is on satellite. That is where we bring you this news. That is where we proclaim all the time that we are going to envelope the zoo in a blanket of truth. There will be no escape. We are already transmitting on mobile phone and every internet enabled device. Now we are also on satellite. Very soon we shall be on transistor radio. Very soon also we shall be on terrestrial and satellite television. Our march is relentless. We are formidable. Therefore, we are unstoppable. Anything foolish enough to stand on our way will be destroyed completely. And we march on. We don't circumvent any obstacle. We go through it direct. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. I must reiterate our greeting here. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. I remember those of them in the far eastern part of the world, those very brave Biafrans and friends of Biafra in the far eastern part of the world, those who have dedicated their time, their sleeping time, to listening to Radio Biafra. They do not go to sleep night after night, day after day. They are awake waiting for their radio station to come on. You own this radio station because you fund it and you support it. This is the only indigenous public broadcaster you can get coming out of anywhere in sub-Saharan Africa. Radio Biafra is the only institution owned by Biafran people. Radio Biafra is the only platform that seeks to enjoin each and every one of us to pursue that which is very noble to us, and that is our freedom from the shackles, from the bondage, from the ensnarement of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, spearheaded by the Hausa Fulani people, aided and abated, I must say, by the very duplicitous and conspiratorial Yoruba people. We are here to set the children of God free from the bondage orchestrated by no other person than the agent of Lucifer himself, in the shape of Frederick Lugard, also supported by the British government, successive governments leading up to the Labour government of that very period between 67 and 1970. The Labour government of Harold Wilson decided that 3.5 million people must be massacred, that over a million children should be starved to death. They chose Awolowo to execute this very evil deed, and that same Awolowo died without being held to account. People that killed us at Asaba, those responsible for the second worst genocide in the history of mankind, they are walking about very free. Nothing is happening to them. You kill us and you go free. You kill us and you get amnesty money. You kill us and you get oil blocks. You try the same thing in any other place and you face trial. You try it any other place and you face imprisonment and in some instances death as well. But with us, anything goes. That is why we are here, to lend voice and credence to this very cry, to this very supplication to Chukwu Abiyama, to this very yearning for the freedom of the children of God. The freedom of Biafra must come in our lifetime. Our window is limited. Now that we know that the Hausa Fulani people, they have encroached, they are now in our territory. They are now, as we speak, in Ogoja, they have established their head. From there, they are going to link up with those of them in Abakaliki. From there, they will move on to Lokpanta. And from there, they will cut us off finally at Owerri. That is what they intend to do, to divide Biafra land into two before their main guard come in to take us out. And we are not going to allow that to happen. We are going to concentrate on this complacency, this Igbo disease of being complacent. We are going to tackle this problem head on this very evening. Why is it that we are here folding our arms, people are not doing anything, and Hausa Fulani headsmen, the same people responsible for the carnage and mayhem in Borno, the same people responsible for the carnage and mayhem in Yobe, the same people who are responsible for the massacre in Nasarawa, they moved on to Plateau State in Jos. They were not contained. They moved to Benue, and now from Benue they have come into Cross River State. They are trying to outflank us. If we do not wake up, we'll be gone before we know it. This is not before. What they are trying to do is conquest by stealth. They are coming in very quietly. They established all the five governors of the south eastern part of the Zoological Republic, and for that reason they are now exploiting that weakness, that very advantage, in making sure they ask for grazing land and grazing rights for their cattle. Once you give it to them, that is the end of you. This battle is raging now at Ogoja as we speak, and we must stop them there. Any further advancement by these people will mean the end of us. That is why we are using this very platform created by Biafrans all over the world, supporting it in whatever way they can, to ensure that we sound this warning, lest people say that we did not warn them. We are letting everybody know that unless we confront this monster now, it will be too late for all of us. This is Radio Biafra. I have welcomed you before, and I must also inform you that the barrister is with me. And as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as the editorial board of Radio Biafra, which I lead, remains incorruptible, as long as we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as everything we do is steeped in honesty and transparency, as long as we maintain this very course, as long as we do not hesitate by way of prevarication, as long as we do not retreat nor contemplate surrender, as long as we maintain that they either give us Biafra or we destroy the zoo, there is no reason why Biafra will not come. We do apologize to those of them who are not accustomed to this very fiery brand of broadcasting. We are freedom fighters seeking the separation of that entity of God called Biafra from the monstrosity and the contraption conceived in the hearts of man, that very place created by Frederick Lugard. We are seeking an end to it. That is why we are here, and that is why we proclaim this gospel without fear, because we must remain without fear before our enemies. Anything we do, however we do it, however the form it takes, one thing is certain: all our actions are geared towards the restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we never tire of saying that we are Biafrans. That is why we never tire saying that we are proud to be Biafrans, and we never tire saying that we seek the complete destruction of the Zoological Republic, that very hopeless entity, that very hopeless geopolitical space named after a river, one of the few places in Black Africa where a country, a people are named after a river. We cannot accept it. That is the work of Satan. That is the work of Lucifer. They are gathering in Abuja. The vultures are once again gathering, seeking to dismember, seeking to pick away at the bones of those who are dying through starvation, those who are dying through hardship, those who have died as a result of illegal detention, those who we are mercilessly deported from Lagos, those who have been bombed by Boko Haram, those who have been rendered asunder by the misrule and misgovernance of these so-called hopeless governors, of which Peter Obi was one of them, having killed our people and dumped their bodies in Ezu River. We must go on. We must do that which is right. We must must seek the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. That is what we intend to do, and that is why we are here. We are welcoming you once again. The barrister was with me earlier, and I believe very strongly that that same barrister is with me up until this very moment. Please, before I go any further to welcome our listeners, which I have done almost four times already, I must go to the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Man Mizuto. Please acknowledge the ever wonderful and effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra in every country across the globe, as the indigenous people of Biafra in each country answering to Biafrans in that very country. Please, barrister, you must welcome them. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to yourself, and good evening to all of you out there, our fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Well, of course, today is another broadcasting day. I apologize for yesterday that I was not clearly present. I was much more involved in some serious issues, and of course, I some of you had my voice, although many of you inboxed me, telling me and asking me what I am. I'm here today, and of course, today I will remain with you throughout the duration of this particular broadcast, and of course, I welcome you once again. As I always say, I always love all of you, dear friends, men, women, children, old, young, all of you. I am interested in the restoration of Biafra and interested in the restoration of my people, because I don't want my people to be dying on a daily basis while some of us are enjoying the peace and, of course, all the good things provided by the Western world. We want to organize things in our own way and make sure that nobody is killing our people, because all of us deserve to live, east, west, north, or south. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, even they themselves deserve to live, because nobody created life, and therefore nobody's got the right to remove anybody off from this particular earth, we call planet. We thank you as you congregate, of course, converge to listen to our broadcast today, the news, analysis, and all the views some of you might have. And, of course, you give us your ideas and opinions, which most of them are implemented. We count you as number one. That is why we are fighting, that we have to come back to a restoration of Biafra. We love you people. We love you individually and specifically for the restoration of Biafra. We cannot be staying abroad and saying hallelujah while all of us and some of us have been punished in different countries because of our lack of interest in looking after one another. We are a nation, and we have to be returned back accordingly. And we cannot allow any of you to perish any further, because all of you are important, if not for Biafrans, but from families where you came out from. Because we are God's creation, and we remain as such. I thank all of you for coming today, and some of you are also on your way coming, and also the wealth of support, the wealth of support you've given us, financially, physically, morally, spiritually, and otherwise. And of course, all the inbox messages you are giving us, encouraging us to carry on what we are doing. Very soon, we will not be reading and seeing those encouragements. Now, we will be listening and seeing how Biafra should be made, and how Biafra should continue to be made. Very soon, and not too far too long, we'll go back to our respective villages, our respective towns, in the name of Biafra. We deserve to live. What we are doing here is legal. What we are doing is legitimate, recognized by UN, recognized by the people of Africans, and of course supported by the Europeans. Nobody can discourage us from what we are doing. We are doing all we are doing peacefully, but for those who are violently killing us, dying, we are putting a stop to all this very soon. All we need is your support and the continuous encouragement you've been giving us. Please, when you hear your name, turn off your listening devices, and of course, do not hesitate to get your pen and paper, in case Director himself, the Radio Biafra commander, who is leading this particular approach, as he said earlier, some of you who are joining us lately might be saying this is not the kind of broadcast they have been listening to. Biafrans, we do things differently. We are not here to pander to anybody. We are not here to talk quietly, to peaceful means while our people are dying. We are serious here when we broadcast. There are certain things you may not hear in other radio stations. Here we say it. We don't say so nobody. We don't try to find out who is speaking before we take their calls. Anybody, all we need from you is your name and where you came from. We don't need to know if you are the son of Margaret Thatcher or if you are the son of Ben Johnson. All we need to know is your name, your village, and where you're calling from. That's all. We don't say so nobody. And we say things the way it is. It may not be palatable for you, but that's the way we are here on Radio Biafra, because we want to restore Biafra as it is. Too far too long, we'll be denied of our rights. Our women are killed, our children are beheaded. Women are opened up. Pregnant women are opened up, and children inside their womb are discarded. We don't want all this wickedness. We don't want all these atrocious acts. We are destined to stop it and destined to restore the dignity of our women, to restore the dignity of Biafra. Good evening to all of you, Director, I'm standing by.
Thank you very much, Barrister. You remain very, very close with me, because today we intend to dissect a problem. Because when you have a disease which is operable, you go to the doctor, you go to a surgeon, they open you up. It is not very, very pleasant to look at, but nonetheless, you still go ahead with it. What we are going to do today, Barrister, is to open up ourselves. We want to understand, why is it that we don't get away from the rain until the rain permeates, until it soaks our clothing and gets to our skin itself? Why is it that people have seen that Hausa Fulani advance guard of Boko Haram Islamic jihadists that they have moved into Ogoja, yet our people are sleeping? Is it when they march to Owerri, then we realize how perilous our situation is? And by the time we try to rise up, it is too late. That was why we lost the war. The same thing is happening again, that Islam is coming to Islamize by force, that the jihadist vanguard is on their way. They have made a landing at Ogoja. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to remain as hopeless and as stupid as ever whilst we are being taken one after the other? This was why we lost the war. We fought a defensive war in our own territory and we lost it. As simple as that. No army on this earth fights a defensive war and hopes to win it. It's impossible. What are we going to do, Barrister, to redress the minds of our people and focus it where it should be? Is there something we should have said we have not said? Is there something we should have done which we have not done? Why are our people so docile? Why do they possess this level of staggering stupidity that Islam is at the door and men and women are walking about as if there is nothing wrong? How do we redress this imbalance? How do we get our people to reason like human beings? Do we beg them on our knees? Do we appeal to them? What are we going to do to redress this problem? These are the issues we are going to be looking at, and the Barrister is remaining with me as a matter of course. We are once again reminding everybody that because of our location, because of my location anchoring this program, it is imperative that people listen very carefully as to how best to get through to us. The number to call is +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. Bet only this time is on Viber. You can call this number, bet only on Viber. If you call us on Viber when our lines open, we shall take your call. If you call us and it didn't come through, then you know that your connection is not strong enough. We are making it very clear. Please, if you come through to us on Viber, you should be able to get hold of us. The number once again is the normal Radio Biafra studio line, +44 7831 308 376. That is the number with which you can get hold of us on, bet only on Viber. Our Skype line is open, which is Radio Biafra, and also the line where we take calls from our principal officers, from our coordinators, us, we refer to it as the coordinator's line. That is also available to our coordinators and all officers of the state of Biafra. That is Rapid Response 68. Please, all officers must make sure that that is adequately circulated. Yesterday, I made an announcement. I have received some written submissions from the coordinator of coordinators, Uchenna Onyema, regarding where we are in relation to our monthly contribution towards this very effort. The enemies are at the gate. We must go and meet them head on. Our boys are waiting. You are the ones wasting our time. Because of your complacency, we cannot go to meet the enemy. And if we don't meet the enemy at Ogoja, they will come in even further. They will come into Abakiliki, to Ulopanta, to Owerri. This is where they want to link up with those of them who are forming the sleeper cells in Imo State. We know what Rocha Sokrocha is doing. Once they join with Rocha Sokrocha, to get our land back from these people will become impossible. They will entrench. That is why we all need to wake up now, not tomorrow, not next tomorrow, to confront these enemies of ours before it is too late. I shall go on to bring the news headlines, but before I do so, I am reminding all our listeners, especially all our new listeners, please, that this is Radio Biafra live transmission. If you experience any intermittency, please, you must forgive us. We are broadcasting live to humanity from Africa, and as you know, here when it rains, of course, the rain gets into the cables on the underground, buried under the ground, and things begin to happen. If you experience any intermittency, please do try and bear with us. Please refresh your browser. It shouldn't last for more than 5 seconds. We are not anticipating any, but we are just informing you. If you are with us already on radiobiafra.co, if you are with us via peopleofbiafra.org, if you have come through to us via the indigenous peopleofbiafra.org, if you're listening to us this very minute via our global satellite, if you are listening to us via Radio Biafra app, once again, I must welcome you that this is Radio Biafra. You are listening to the voice of Nnamdi Kanu. The barrister also is with me. I must proceed very quickly to go and bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. On this very day, we are reporting very remarkable things happening. Things are happening in the zoo, and as they happen, we shall report them. Selfish political interest of that very Malam Ojo Zokalo, the prime and premier son of Hausa Fulani people. He is set to make a political comeback. He is set to snatch Ohanaeze Ndigbo structure, as he has been instructed by his Hausa Fulani masters. They are now moving in for the jugular. As they are landing in Ogoja, Ojo Zokalo, they have instructed him to commence moves on the ground. Okorocha is on one side doing his best to make sure that the parts of Imo State, not yet Islamized, is being Islamized as we speak. Ojo Zokalo has gone straight away to try to seize the structures of Ohanaeze, and Ohanaeze being very weak and compromised. Ohanaeze being far more interested in money and in handouts than the protection of the interest of our people, he is bound to succeed. We are reporting this day that Ojo Zokalo has now moved in completely to try to cut Ohanaeze off, to prepare the grounds for the advancement of Hausa Fulani headsmen who have now encamped themselves at Ogoja. We are also reporting that gunmen have kidnapped the son of Edwin Clark. The son of Edwin Clark has been kidnapped by gunmen. A while ago, it was Jonathan's stepfather or uncle or head of family, however you wish to see him. Before that, it was Okonji Wala's mother, or was it her father? Now they have moved to Edwin Clark. People are making a lot of money through this kidnapping, and it has continued unabated. As I warned you sometime last year, those of you who are avid followers of Radio Biafra, I did warn you that each and every family in the zoo will be affected as a result of the hopelessness, as a result of the brazen criminality, as a result of the looting, as a result of the utmost criminalization of the entire structure of society. Everybody will be affected, I told you. Today, it is the turn of the family of Edwin Clark. who they said is an elder statesman, whatever that means, I do not understand. We are proceeding this very evening to also report that more money for the terrorist as Sanusi defeats the Nigerian government and the court has awarded him 50 million naira damages. Can you believe that? A sitting judge in Lagos has awarded this very man 50 million naira in damages so that Boko Haram can get even more money. Isn't it very funny how things happen? We have been in court adjournment after adjournment. We have been in court for over a year. Adjournment after adjournment after adjournment after adjournment. Even though the zoo has expired, they continue to go to court to legitimize something that is illegal. What has happened? We have not received one penny. But on this very day, we are reporting that an Islamic judge sitting in a high court in Lagos has awarded 50 million naira damages to somebody that stole over 300 billion. Where have you heard of that happen before? Only in the zoo. That's why we call it the Zoological Republic. We are also reporting that delegates to the National Conference, they are saying that they want the indigenous settler dichotomy to be addressed. People do not understand that once you leave the state where you claim you come from, any other place you go to, you are a settler, you are not an indigenous. But you are in the same country with the same nationality. Some of this nonsense, some of this turning of reason and common sense upside down is part of the reason why we want Biafra. People in Nigeria cannot reason. That is what we are saying to the world. They may look like human beings to you. They may look normal. They may even be watching MTV base. Some of them may even be watching CNN or listening to BBC. It doesn't mean they are human beings. These people are incapable of reason. How can you come from a country? Imagine somebody leaving Texas to go to New York to go and live. And when you get to New York, they say, oh no, you're not from here. You're not an indigenous of New York. Can you believe such nonsense? And they use that as the basis of discrimination. We are continuing to report that the National Conference, they confab, they sleep at on, you go and fall asleep and you collect 12 million naira. That the delegates there, those who are awake, because half of them are sleeping, those who are awake are advocating the death penalty for corrupt officials. In other words, if this is carried out, Buhari will be dead, Babangida will be dead, what's his name, the Sultan of Sokoto will be dead. It means that Ojus Okalu will be dead, Peter Obi will be dead. It means that Okorocha will be dead. What this thing means is that Theodore will be dead. What it also means is that Atiku will be dead. Abdul Salami, gone. They're advocating the death penalty for corrupt public officials. That will never happen. But I wish they can carry it out. If they carry it out, everybody that has ever smelled power in that very zoo will be up for death. And that's what we want them to do. They cannot even convict a simple criminal, talk less of carrying out something of this very magnitude. But mind you, Jonathan said 75% of them will have to agree before they can carry it out. We are also reporting on this very day that the Arewa Consultative Forum is lamenting the spate of killings in the 17 northern states. And we are saying to them that now is only the beginning. This is the morning. We said that the zoo will no longer exist. It won't exist. Chukwu Abiyama has come to determine that the zoo will not exist. Everybody that had a hand in the killing of Biafrans, 3.5 million people dead, those we are going to remember on the 30th of May, you people are doomed. There will be death in Nigeria. As long as that zoo exists, there will be death inside it. That is their portion for wasting the lives and the blood of 3.5 million people. On the 30th of May of next month, we remember them. The time is very close. We expect everybody to buckle up to ensure that we give them a befitting remembrance across the entire time zones of the world, starting from Japan to the western coast of the United States of America. We are not going to stop. We don't intend to relent. Every time zone must be accounted for. There we must remember our people that died. There we must let them understand that we have not forgotten them, that we remember them. We are also reporting that the presidency's initiation of constitutional amendment has divided the Senate. It has divided the Senate. The Senate of the Zoo has been divided following Jonathan's suggestion of a constitutional amendment. Let us see if we can, as a matter of course, bring the news in detail to you. Bearing last-minute maneuvers, the former governor of Abia State, Dr. Joe Zokalo, he's a doctor. And as the barrister said, according to property law, there was a precedent somewhere. Hey, if somebody wants you to call them doctor, you call them doctor. If they want to answer barrister, you call them barrister. Anything they want, as long as they do not deploy it to try to defraud anybody. So he says his name is Dr. Ojo Zokalo, and that's what we're going to call him. Dr. Ojo Zokalo is being reported, is set to bounce back to political reckoning. You ask yourself, where has he been? He has been in political oblivion because he has no state money to share. So those who are loyal to him have basically disappeared. They said he plans to bounce back through the forthcoming elections of the Apex Igbo Sociocultural Group, or Ohaneze Ndi Igbo Youth and Women's Wing, which is coming up on Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of April 2014 in the Ohaneze Ndi Igbo National Building at Enugu. They are planning to hold elections of Ohaneze Youth and also the Women's Wing. And who are those coming out and trying or attempting to champion this very cause? Those championing it are those that the Hausa people sent to us. Ojo Zokalo, a Hausa servant in every way possible. Since they are his people, they have landed at Ugoja with their cattle. Now he is planning to snatch away the governance of Ohaneze from a group of people that I don't know them and Jonathan, who is better. Very weak people that the corpses of their own kith and kin litters all the mortuaries of the north. They cannot bring them back. These are the people presiding over the culture, over the reign of baby factories. They have done nothing about it. These are the people that sat idly by as Stella Odua was removed as the aviation minister, and they have done nothing. Now, Ojo Zokalo, with the help of Bangida and Buhari and a few other Hausa people, they are coming to take over the Ohaneze structure. They are not going for the executive yet. They clip your wings by taking over the youth wing and the women's wing, and then you become irrelevant. The current national executive of Ohaneze becomes impotent, as if they were active before. We must continue. Gunmen yesterday struck at Kiagbodo in Buruti local government area of Delta State, seizing and taking away ABK Me Clark. People must listen to his name. ABK Me, they said they are not Igbo, which is AGK Me in Ijaw language. They said they are not Igbo people. His name is ABK Me Clark, the son of the elder statesman, according to how they refer to him, Edwin Clark, and the Ijaw national leader. A top police source in Delta, who confirmed the kidnap, said that ABK Me's abductor emerged from water in the evening and whisked away their victim. They came from water because it's all creek around the area. They came from water and whisked him away. I don't know if they dragged him into the water, and if they did so, if they had any mask or air with them as they were fleeing away from the scene of the crime. But that is what we are reporting. Ojo Zokalo has gone to go and take over the reins of Ohaneze. The son of Edwin Clark has been taken. How amazing is that? Everybody is going to be affected. If you like, be relaxing in Oregon. If you like, be hiding somewhere in Massachusetts. If you like, remain in Toronto. Any day you touch home, you will be gone. Any day you come to Biafra land, if you're not kidnapped, your son will be kidnapped. Your daughter will be kidnapped. Somebody you know will be kidnapped very, very soon. We warned you, and people thought we were joking. We are also reporting today that Sanusi went to court to lament his harassment at the hands of the government of the Zoo. Lo and behold, he was awarded 50 million naira damages. There are people who are in court asking for damages that Biafrans are being killed. Biafrans are still being killed till tomorrow morning. Where are we on that? Nobody knows. They said it has been adjourned. They've adjourned it again. This is almost about the 15th consecutive adjournment. Adjournment after adjournment. But somehow, surprisingly, they did not adjourn the case of Sanusi. Sanusi's case was heard. Sanusi was awarded 50 million naira. And the Zoo government ordered not to approach him anymore or harass him. This is a man that stole over $300 billion. This is the man that was responsible for the abduction, forcible abduction of Akaloka from a prison cell, from a police cell in Kano, and beheading him. This terrorist who became a CBN governor. Today he's 50 million naira richer. And how about Biafrans, whose oil money is being used to pay this Hausa Fulani jihadist? Where are they? Some of them are now on the road, on the desert, trekking to Europe, while this man is busy having fun. 50 million naira just like that. We are also reporting that the advocates at the ongoing sleepathon, those who are awake at the conference, are advocating death penalty for corrupt officials as a way of curbing the excesses of those who are in power that have rendered asunder every meaningful thing concerning governance. It's amazing. Some of these delegates at the ongoing national conference taking place in Abuja has made a strong case for the issue. Also, they are complaining about the issue of indigenes as well. On one hand, they want every corrupt leader killed. But let us see, which is impossible. That's why I'm not dwelling on it. Let us see what they're saying about the very issue at hand, what we understand to be happening at hand. Let us see what they have to say, which is this indigenous settler dichotomy. This thing was published on Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. And because people did not understand the implication of this very news, it wasn't shared. It's the only news not to be shared, because normally when people go to Radio Biafra to read, they read and they share the news. This one wasn't shared because people don't quite understand what it means. That is why the way we present our news on Radio Biafra is very, very different. We make news palatable to our people so they can understand it, because English is not their first language. The way we discuss things where we come from, the way we impart news where we come from, is oral. That is why we say it's true stories. It's more verbal, so to speak. Let us see what those at the conference, the delegates, have to say. Some delegates at the ongoing national conference taking place in Abuja has made a strong case for the issue of indigenous and settlers that has impacted negatively to be brought to an end after the conference. They recognize it has impacted negatively on the socio-economic well-being of those of them unfortunate enough to be regarded as animals in the zoo they call Nigeria. Speaking during plenary on Wednesday, a delegate from Northeast and representative of minority nationalities, Dr. Dauda Saleh, said the issue has generated so much bad blood in political circles to an unimaginable level. According to him, minorities are not wholly accepted in states in which they are found. People from ethnic minorities cannot even be able to acquire plots of land in states that are theirs for the purposes of doing certain things like building of churches. As if that is not enough, some of the terrorist activities are directly targeted at the ethnic minorities in certain places. Saleh wondered why, in some instances, the authoritative allocation of value to the society is not done on a fair manner that will directly benefit such ethnic groups. He advocated for a separate region in the northeastern part of the zoo for such minority ethnic group. Speaking in the same vein, Dr. Magdalene Mbazendadura, a delegate representing Benue State, said President Goodluck Jonathan's speech while inaugurating the conference led her to discover three things that are critical to national development. She wondered why people are targeted to be gradually extinguished from the Nigerian geographical map, insisting that we cannot have unity when a house is divided against itself. We demand that the Nigerian nation should supply answers to this genocidal onslaught. It is in doing that we shall have an inclusive, peaceful, prosperous, and a united nation. People must understand what is happening. When Radio Biafra says it, nobody pays attention. These are delegates. These are people, animals from the zoo, attending a conference on how to settle the issues affecting the people that find themselves, unfortunately, in that abominable contraption created by one man, Frederick Lugard. The name of this hopeless place is Nigeria. This is a woman speaking about genocide going on right now. The attempt by Hausa Fulani people to extinguish all the so-called minorities they have over there. Where we come from, there is no minority. You cannot be a minority in your father's compound. It's impossible. Nobody is a minority where they come from. That is why that dichotomy, will not hold in Biafra land. That is why this useless dichotomy being peddled, being entrenched by those who do not have common sense, that is why we are not going to allow it to continue where we come from. I said before that I will not read, but I'm receiving messages saying I should read the news about delegates wanting death penalty for corrupt officials, and I shall do so. Some delegates at the ongoing national conference yesterday advocated death by hanging for corrupt public officials to tackle the growing incidence of graft and large-scale theft of public funds in the country. A retired general in the Nigerian Army, Geoffrey Ejiga, lamented that the country was deteriorating and urged his colleagues to rise up to salvage the situation. This man is asking the military to take over. Can you believe that? As if Abacha was not corrupt enough. As if it wasn't Babangida that actually brought corruption on an industrial scale. These are army officers. How about Abdul Salami Abubakar Buhari? How much did they siphon off? This is the type of nonsense that gets people disturbed about the state of the zoo. This is the rubbish. Can you believe that? An army officer is rising up and saying that the military should take over. But people did not understand the implications of the news because the news was written in English language. People cannot read what this man is saying. I'll read it again so people can understand it. A retired general in the Nigerian Army, Geoffrey Ejiga, lamented that the country was deteriorating and urged his colleagues to rise up and salvage the situation. His colleagues in the army, no doubt. He said that at the 2005 National Political Reform Conference, that's what I told you before, they have had this conference before in 2005. I don't know where the senses of people go to sometimes. This confab now happening, it has happened before, not long ago, in 2005. The National Political Reform Conference then suggested capital punishment for corrupt officials or politicians, but their views were unpopular, as he was said to be speaking as a military man. It was canvassed before, it was thrown away. The same thing is being canvassed now and will be thrown away. That is the problem we have. These are monkeys, they are not capable of reason. These people do not understand what it means to run a civilized society. These people are nothing more than monkeys. They don't understand it. We are reporting on this very day. That is our news, by the way, the news headlines and accompanying news summary. We have continued to report that Dr. Joseph Okalo is finishing off where Boko Haram started. That he has gone to take over the structures of Ohanaeze to prepare the ground for the arrival of the jihadists. Now they are to Ogoja. And our people are just sitting down importing car spare parts as if nothing is going wrong. By the time we wake up to know what is happening, it will be too late in the usual Igbo fashion. It will be so late that we'll be saying Alakoba. By then it will be late and people start running around looking for help. Too little, too late. That was why we lost the war between 67 and 70. If we wake up now before it is too late, we avert this danger. The enemies have gotten to our gates. If we do not hold our ground, we are finished. Their march, I have predicted the route of their march. From Ogoja, they will head straight to Abakaliki. From Abakaliki, they will link up those at Lokpanta. From there, they will march through Okigwe. They will enter into Owerri. We will be cut off into two. And then that's the end of us. And you'll be there still importing cars, saying that that is the nonsense and very lazy, superstitious attitude which we are not prepared to countenance. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister was with me before. I shall then invite the barrister to please kindly, in the only way that he can begin to make sense of what we are presenting, the barrister must please bring his understanding, his perspective, his views, his opinion, his ideas to our news presentation on this very day, the third day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 10 minutes to 8 p.m. in London, the same 10 minutes to 8 p.m. in our beloved, in our sceptred and holy Biafra land. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. But I don't know if the time is exactly 10 minutes to, unless your own watch is very fast.
It is very, very... it is about 14 minutes to, isn't it? I have a lot of times I'm looking at. Is that correct?
Now you're talking. Yes, correct. Yes. You know, I will not let you to get away.
You will not let me get away with my things, Barrister, of course, and I'm very grateful for that. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Let's look into Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. Remember, they've removed him and brought another Lamido Sanusi or Sanusi Lamido Sanusi.
They removed Sanusi Lamido Sanusi and brought in Lamido Sanusi Lamido.
the same thing, Director. But why would this man be giving 50 million naira? On what basis that he was sacked or he was made redundant by Jonathan himself?
Yes.
It's a bit confusing to me. Reading this, I don't tend to put my head on it. That only him, out of how many people being sacked by Goodluck Jonathan himself, and only this guy, this Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, is the only one who could be given 50,000 by his own Fulani Boko Haram. I mean, it's them, innit? It cannot be any other way. It's a big shame. And yet, some people ask you, why do you want to get Biafra? He's a cronies. Yeah, of course, he was here at the helm of money affairs. He is giving more money to carry on giving those who are buying ammunition from where Goodluck Jonathan stopped. I mean, it's a big shame. It's a big shame. I don't understand on what validity should this guy be giving 50 million for what? That he has suffered what damages?
And those of us, Barrister, and those of us that they killed us, took our money. Yet, we have not received one penny. Not one infrastructural presence where we come from. But this man has received, within a matter of days, 50 million compensation immediately to be paid.
And what? For what?
Because he's the owner of the zoo. The family owns the zoo. He comes from the jihadist royal family. He's a feudal lord from the north. And they own the country, according to the British. The British gave them the zoo. If he wants 1 billion, they will give him 1 billion. What can you do about it?
This is a travesty of justice, you know. It's obvious. Anybody can see this and see the injustice we suffer in that zoo. A big shame and a big shame. There's no other way you can look at it. It's nothing but a big shame. Capital punishment. They will not allow it to go in that zoo. Though, personally, Director, I'm not an advocate of capital punishment, because he has taken a lot of people to their graves.
I am a very strong advocate of it when it comes to dealing with corruption. There are corrupt people. People who are irredeemably corrupt, Barrister. They should all be hanged. Some of them shot and hanged to make sure that they are dead. They should be hanged and then shot at the same time, or both. Because those people, Barrister, they are evil. That is why people are selling their babies. That is why there is so much hunger. They have rendered the landscape desolate. We can't allow such things to happen. Barrister, I believe in capital punishment when it comes to dealing with high crimes and misdemeanor. When it comes to office of state, if you are occupying a state office and you embezzle public money, you should be hanged and shot at the same time.
Director, I must tell you, I wrote a thesis on this particular capital punishment. And believe you me, I got one on it. Because I never been.
Where did you write this thesis, Barrister? In which country?
Here in this country, here in London.
Is that place the zoo?
No, but exactly. Then again, Director, there were quite a lot of miscarriages of justice, you see. And as I said before, we argued on this last year, if not 2 years, that capital punishment was stopped in this country in 1964. Because a lady called Elias was hanged because she stole something from Tesco. She stole bread, just bread only. This woman was hanged. And that was when a capital punishment was stopped. That was 1964. I wrote against it. I don't support it. because quite a lot of miscarriage of justice has gone through this particular capital punishment.
I know, Barrister. I agree with you. In fact, it offends sensibilities to even contemplate the killing or the taking of another life. It's not in our way of life, not in our culture. Okay. I understand that very, very well, perfectly well. But how? Let us put it this way. If you want to go and hang Jonathan right now, and the justice is miscarried, and you land on another Lamido, what is the second deputy? Is it Sambo? You land on Sambo. Will you call it miscarriage of justice? That one also deserves to die. You leave that one, and let's say there is miscarriage of justice, and you fall on the president of the Senate. Is that one innocent? You leave that one, you go to the vice president, you go to the minority leaders, you go to House of Reps. Even if you miscarry the justice that the jury or the judge is blind, you cannot go wrong. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because they are all corrupt, all of them. And Barrister, they have sent people to their early graves. These men we are talking about, I'm not saying that capital punishment should be applied to all and sundry. I'm not saying that the ordinary people should be subjected to the same level of treatment. Of course, I understand the principles of equity and justice, that everybody must be subjected to the same set of laws. I understand that. But a law has to be made. If you are holding a public office in Biafra land and you touch public money, you will be executed to serve as a lesson to the other people. It is lack of this execution that is where there is no light in the zoo, Barrister. In a place like Ghana, where Jerry Rawlings executed criminals, surprise, surprise, they have electricity. In the country you're in, called England, in that same country, Barrister, a man called Oliver Cromwell executed people who were corrupt. If you remember, the head of King Charles I was cut off and put on a pole. Is that not correct? Is England today not developed? I take you again to France, Barrister. In that same France, there was capital punishment for those who were corrupt, including Marie Antoinette. Is France doing well today or not, Barrister? I take you also to Russia. In Russia, they cut off the heads of those who were corrupt. Do you think it's a coincidence that in areas where you have executed people that are corrupt, they are doing well, and only in the zoo where you have left men to stay in office when they should be in their graves, you don't have electricity, despite the presence of wall-to-wall sunshine, which is solar energy, despite the presence of coal, which is thermal energy, despite the presence of the second largest river in the whole of Africa, which is the Zoo River, hydroelectricity, despite the presence of liquefied natural gas. Barrister, despite the presence of crude oil, there is no electricity. Why? Because those that should be dead are still alive.
Yes, Director. You see, you are, of course, I accept and agree with what you're saying. But you didn't mention one country where capital punishment still exists, but yet they still have high records of crime. United States of America.
No. I'm talking about those in office. Those high crimes and misdemeanor for those of them in high office, not to apply to ordinary people. Because, Barrister, what I'm saying is not a kind of a carpet law that allows capital punishment. Because if you look at this thing very, very well, are you not telling me today, or are you trying to tell me, that if somebody knows or that he or she is a president, you're going into office, if you steal money, you'll be killed? Do you think they'll steal money?
They may not, but some diehard people might still do, you see.
It's possible.
Director, whilst I welcome your own approach, as you know me, I will still advocate for imprisonment, be it long-lasting one. I will never advocate and will never endorse any capital punishment, be it at a presidential level, be it at ordinary level. Capital punishment is not part of what I advocate for, because I believe that no human being's life should be taken away, regardless of the crime they committed. They should be put in prison and let them repent from whatever they well, that's me, personally, Director, and of course, you have your opinion, which I respect. Let's go to Ojuzo Kano, who is now Of course, I've seen him many times in his uniform, Hausa Fulani uniform. Well, I didn't even recognize him.
It's him, like, it's him. That is him there. Malam.
Director, in fact, it was you that made me to realize it was him. Yes, because him. I never believed that he would be in such kind of a uniform. Oh,
no, that is him. It's him. That's him.
He crouched down like a little boy in front of his Hausa Fulani Boko Haram master.
Yes,
but there you are. Of course.
And he's an Igbo leader, barrister. He's an Igbo, and he's the premier Igbo leader. If that is what you have as a leader, imagine the hopelessness of those who are following them.
Can a big shame. A big shame, director. And it can only be the Igbos. It can only be the Igbos. I've said this many times that we are the people while we are still in the zoo. It's the Igbos, not Yoruba, not Hausa. The Hausas, if you push them too much, they, of course, they will say chicken, huh? They allow you to carry on with your own way. Yorubas are not all that agitative when it comes to forceful action. It's only the Igbos, who, and only few of them, who like to eat from the crumbs of those they are leading and those who are leading them. And then, regardless of the punishment and the suffrage of the ordinary people, they don't care. It's only the Igbos. That's why we have this problem, Director. Once we are able to redirect our people, then, of course, we will come back to realization of our people and to a realization of our values and to the respect of our people. Only the Igbos. Look at Ojo's Okano, a leader advocating for the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. Big shame. Ogoja, director, of course, everything is, I read a book, says everything is always coming up, or the way he puts it is that every problem is gravitating to its solution. The Ogoja and the House of Fulani people coming to camp there is a very close call to their eradication or to send back of where they come from. They aren't going to occupy our territory, because this time we are not keeping quiet. We are preaching, we are advocating, we are shouting that we've had enough. As you know, now that we've started to ask for the restoration of Biafra, we will not let that happen. If it has happened in the past, we will not let it happen at this present time. That is why we are on a daily basis advocating, talking here on Radio Biafra. And of course, we have a lot of supporters. We have our people whose minds are of the same nature as our own. They are supportive, they are contributive, they are suggestive, and they are telling us these things will not happen anymore. That Yoruba will go, Hausa will go, and of course Biafra will come. We will not let it happen. Let them congregate. Let them even come closer, closer to Owerri land. We know what is happening, and we will nip it in the bud. Director, what has transpired before, will not allow it to transpire again. We are working on it, and you yourself know that Biafra will not take too long to come by. I'm standing by, Director. Thank you for now.
Thank you very much for that. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, and our lines are open. I must take people through this very, very carefully. Our lines are open. We have the coordinator's line, which is open. I expect to speak to Uchenna Onyema, our coordinator of coordinators, this very evening from where I am. I am making it also very clear to our listeners, please, you can call us using Viber. Very, very critical. The number to call is +44, which is the normal Radio Biafra studio number in London, +44 783 130 8376. I repeat, +44 783 130 8376. Radio Biafra normal Skype line is open, which is simply Radio Biafra. If you call that, we will be able to get through to us. If you are a principal officer of Biafra, you can come to us via Rapid Response 68. That is also on, and our lines are now open on this day, the third day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. Let's go to the line and take this call from Viber. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have a caller on Viber and their connection is not strong enough, I believe. Can you hear me? No. And they have been calling all this while. Their connection is not strong enough. Somebody will call Radio Biafra and they are listening to the system to hear their own voice. How laughable is that? We don't want you to do that. When you call us and you hear your name, please, 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 if we say we have taken your call, give us your name and where you're calling from. You try and do that immediately. Our lines are open once again. And this is Radio Biafra. Let us go and take this call from the coordinator's side, I believe. Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra. Your name hello. And where you are.
Yeah, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Director, this is Emmanuel Nwadike, the coordinator for Valencia, Spain.
Yes, our coordinator in Valencia, Emmanuel. Yes, you hosted me excellently well when I was in Valencia.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's been a very long time.
It has been.
I thank Chukwuebiamah for giving you all this grace and the ability to serve your people.
Thank you.
You are a very wonderful man.
Thank you. You are very kind.
I also thank Barrister Imam Mezu too. He's always there behind you.
He is.
And our brother Uche Mefo.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
All these wonderful people and Lolo Karomonde.
Yes. We cannot forget her, can we?
Rita Nibogu.
Yes.
A wonderful woman, greater than Margaret Thatcher.
I'm telling you.
I thank her too. Ikechukwu Enyeago, I thank all of you. Director, we really miss you here, you know. But it's well. We are marching ahead.
Course,
I want to tell all my family members here in Valencia, I want to use this media now to thank them. Director, really, we are very few. You know, Ndigbo is difficult for them to come out for their team, except it's for power.
Yes. We know that it's in their nature. It's in their nature. Can you hear me? Emmanuel, can you hear me? Emmanuel is here. He's the clock is still ticking, but I cannot hear him anymore. Emmanuel, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me anymore. Emmanuel, can you hear me? Not really. Not really. But our lines are open all the same. There was something I wanted to discuss with the barrister himself, which is why do we take time before we do anything? That the Hausa Fulani people, they have encroached, they are now in Ogoja. Why is it taking time before we can respond? That is what I need to know. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Can I hear you?
Yes, please speak up and give us your name and where you are, please.
All right, director. This is Ihoma Oke calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I want to commend you of your good work you're doing for
Thank
the indigenous
you.
People of Biafra.
Thank you.
I just want to congratulate you and the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Barrister Imam Mezu Karomonde, Techuku Enyeago, I'm saying may Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Director, I want to chip in something in today's broadcast. I want to also let you know that we indigenous people of Biafra here in Malaysia, we are trying our best to make sure that this struggle will be a successful one. And we also trying to make sure that on 31st day, we are going to honor those that fought and died for us.
Yes.
Yeah. We are trying our best to make sure that we come out that day to make sure that we honor those our heroes that died for us. Okay?
Yes, of course.
Yes, Director, I also want to let you know that the confab they are doing there in Abuja is not for us. So we don't care about it. Whatever they are doing there is not our business. If they refuse to give us Biafra, we will burn the zoo down. That is our promise to them. So whatever they are doing there is not our concern, and we don't care to know about it. So let them give us Biafra or the zoo will collapse. Okay?
As simple as that.
So, Director, I also want to ask you to continue and do what you are doing. Okay? Chukwu Abiyama is with you, and Chukwu Abiyama is also with Biafrans.
Of course.
Director, I have my friend here who wants to speak with you.
Yes.
Okay? So let me hand over to him.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Yes, good evening from here.
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good evening from here, my dear brother. Please go ahead. I can hear you very, very well. I'm hearing you. Go ahead. So is the whole world. Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
I don't think they are not paying attention. They need to pay attention. When you come to Radio Biafra, please pay attention. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? People are not listening, are they? We have a caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I'm Iwala Chibweze.
Iwala Chibweze, turn your system down, please, and speak to me through Viber. Or you move away from the room where you are.
Yeah, I'm not using a system, I'm using the satellite.
You're using satellite, then go away from the room. You can't hear your voice at the same time as you're talking to me. Go away from the room. I know you're using satellite to listen to us. Move away from the room, please, if you can. No, it is not possible. They cannot move away from the room. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening. This is Okekem Kingsley calling from Morocco, the coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Morocco.
Yes, thank you very much. Kingsley, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, evening, Director. As I speak with you right here now, we are having a town hall meeting with the Indigenous People of Biafra here in Morocco. We move to the next state, which is Rabat, the state capital of this country called Morocco.
Yes, Kingsley, I have problem with your line, Kingsley. I have problem. Your voice is so faint. I can't hear you very well. I wish you can call us back, please. Your voice is very, very faint. We can't hear you. Let's see if we can hear this person. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know why people are giving me their... We pick a call and people are... I don't get it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me, please? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? No.
Director, are you speaking to me?
I am speaking to you, please. There is something I want to caution our people. They need to understand this. Sometimes it begins to worry me if our people can follow simple instruction. If you call Radio Biafra on Skype, don't listen to your radio. Once we pick your call, listen to us via Skype and not the radio. So when I ask who is there, you'll be able to pick it up. But if you're waiting to hear my voice come through the radio, it takes time. The speed of sound is only, it travels at 850 miles per hour. If I am more than 850 miles away from you, it will take time before my voice can get to you. Our people must understand this. If you call Radio Biafra on Skype on whatever system that you're on, stay on that system. Don't wait to get a confirmation from your listening device before you can speak to me. It makes me sound very foolish and I don't like it. I stay on the air, keep saying hello, 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 hello. When if you were on Skype, when I speak, you hear my voice immediately.
Yes, Director, thank you for that clarification. A lot of people haven't get it, and I hope our people will get it. Anyway, my name is Onyeka Chukwu Maramugo Chukwu, by the grace of God, the coordinator here in Dallas, Texas, in United States of America.
Yes, and you took care of me when I came there. Excellently well.
Thank
you. And as I told you, the hotel I stayed in, we are going to build such a place in Biafra, and it was magnificent, to put it mildly. It was very beautiful, and I loved it. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. I want to use this opportunity, first of all, to thank you, Director, since I've get into this struggle of this Biafra, I have got a changed mind and I have got a good life. People who doesn't know what is Biafra will never understand, as you said, and as I know, and as I witnessed, that it is a spiritual. So most people that are hausaed by fathered by Hausas and the Boko Haram, they don't understand. But I hope with why you keep on preaching, one day they will understand. But I pray it's not going to be too late for them. But by that said, I'm thanking you again. I'm not thanking our brother, Barrister Imam Mezu. I want to use this opportunity to address one thing to Barrister Imam Mezu. I have agreed with whatever he said on air any time, but today I disagreed. I'm with you, Director. Those people, they're talking about this capital. Let them go ahead and kill everybody. As you said, if from Jonathan, if you made a mistake and find a Sambo guilty, you still kill the right person. Jesus Christ. If you went to the Senate President and mistakenly you end up in the Vice President Senate, you still a right person.
Oh,
so why are we talking about the capital? Please, if they don't know how to shoot, after shooting, they have to get a doctor and make sure the person is really dead. Then they hang him. Make sure you shoot the person before you hang him. Because he may hang him, he may think he didn't die, you went away. Shoot him, get a doctor, confirm he's dead, then you put him up to hang him. That's the only way to solve this problem.
I agree
but
with you.
But by the way, we don't even need that for now.
No,
that's all. That's the only way I agree with Imam Izu, because why I agree with him on that part is that we don't need Nigeria. Because what they say is about Nigeria.
That is correct, yes.
But now we are talking about Biafra. So,
correct.
Imam Izu, you are right. Director, you are number one right. You are your own, you're more than right. So, but for now, let's forget about what they're doing on that.
Yes. I hope it's not this too.
We don't care about the damn comfort.
We don't care about it.
And they're talking about the Boko Haram. We don't care. We don't care about that comfort. Don't care for not going to yield anything. And let me come to this to go down the now, you know, Goja. Director, please. We are going to lament on it very serious, but our problem now is to make sure we get our people to come out on target May. So when we do the demonstration, after that, I remember our brave heroes that died for us, or this 3.5 million. Now, we are going to use that cattle to feed our soldiers. So there's no need we are going to do anything now while we have a lot of people to feed. Let's lament seriously on this target of May. After that, we confront them and use their cargo to feed our soldiers and people in the ground now. Because how many of them? There can only be 300. They can do nothing. One, two or three, four people will take them over when they need them to pray. That's their lack of it. It's a useless set of bunch of idiots. So, but we need the cows to feed our people. But that's what I'm asking our people, how stupid they are. How can you look at freedom? You don't want to embrace freedom. You're embracing a suffering slavery over and money over your freedom. How coward our people are. They're talking about their house of Boko Haram. When they say something, they do it. And then sometimes, Director, you have to do me a favor. Personally, to me, sometimes whenever you, whatever you said, when the people say, "Oh, if you are a Yoruba prophet, trust me, things could be changed." But everything you said on the air comes immediately and matured, not less than 2, 3, 4 months. Everything will just come to pass because immediately you told them this is the time for them to come to us and conquer us because how coward we are. Now they're trying it seriously. I think we have to minimize things we tell them, especially when it comes from you.
But it is the truth. I can't hold it. When I'm sitting, sitting to preach this very gospel, there are some things which I say I cannot be held responsible for it. because it comes to me, it needs to be said, and I just say it. Because our people will need to understand the hopelessness of their situation. They need to understand it. Right now, they don't. We bring it to the attention. I warned that this was going to happen. I warned also that Okorocha is a Muslim agent. I have been warning them about Ojo Zokalo all this while. Nobody took, at least some people took it seriously. But now they have positioned them. And now is the best time for them to advance. And they have come. And to shift them is going to be very, very difficult. I must understand that. Very, very hard to shift them. Very hard. If it was going to cost you 1 million before to shift them, now it will cost you 10 million. Every week you waste and they entrench themselves, the money you will need to move them quadruples. And if you do not move them, they convert you, because they know we love running away. After all, I have been living abroad for very many years. A lot of us are living outside. They know, all you need to do is, where is my mother? Where's my father? Please come to the airport. Come out. And they'll take our land, because even the Bible said it. Those that don't have or cannot make judicious use of what they have, they will take it and give it to those that want it more. I went to Ezu River. It's on the video. If you go to, I think it's also on my page on Facebook. All the people in Amansia, in Ezu River, are all Hausa Fulani people. All Hausa Fulani people. And then, in fact, our work, jokingly, the publisher of Eastern Pilot jokingly said, maybe that these are the advanced parties, those who are doing what is called intelligence gathering for them. They just smiled. They know everywhere. They know how weak we are. They know people don't understand how weak we have become, because the glory of Chukwu Abiyama is no longer with us. And that is why we are doing what we are doing, my dear brother. That Chukwu Abiyama, in his infinite mercy, may be kind to his children and forgive us once again. Ugo, I must thank you very much, Ugochukwu, for the excellent work that you have done and you continue to do under the guardianship of our dear brother, Engineer Clifford Iranya. He was also a doctor, I must say, PhD in science, not like Orjus or Carlos PhD. No, his was studied, read. He's an engineer. And he's also a doctorate in engineering. That is what I call intellectual. That is what I refer to as somebody who is an intellectual. And you're practicing exactly what you read. Thank you very much, Gojuku. Thank you. I must thank you. And you should continue the good work that you're doing. We also have another caller on the line. Our lines are open. If we miss your call on Viber, we will call you back. Therefore, do not despair. We shall come back to you. And also, our main Skype line is open. But we are going to the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? It's the same problem, isn't it?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. Turn your system down.
Sorry, my system is not on, but Mr. Nandi.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Madabuchuku. I'm calling from Norway, Oslo.
What is your... Is Madabuchi your father's name or your name?
My name is Obja Madabuchuku.
That's wonderful. It's a very good name.
From Enugu State.
From Enugu.
Of local government.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to thank you for the good work you've been doing for people of Biafra.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate that. So, but Mr. Nandi, I have something that I want to ask you, please.
Go ahead. Any question is welcome. We answer it.
The name of Biafra, where the name came from?
I said I was going to reveal it on the 30th of May. That's what I said. I said I will reveal this very information on the 30th of May, when all of you will be coming out all over the world to remember those that died because of that name. On that very day, I will reveal the originality, the source of the name, with proof. I don't believe in conjecture. Somebody told me, oh yeah, well, I read it. No, proof. As we analyze Biafra, I tender the proof. I will be asking my personal assistant to be posting the proof at the same time we are live on the air. So you have to wait until the 30th. It's a very powerful information, which I cannot just give out now. But on the 30th of May, you will hear it with the proof. Okay?
Yeah, but one more question, please. This did Biafra have this name before the Civil War, or is that is the name came before the Civil War, or in the Civil War they have this name? During the Civil War,
we had Biafra before England was formed. Biafra is older than England.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Biafra is older than England. And England started in 1066 when William the Conqueror, the William of Orange, he's from Normandy. They used to call his army the Normans. When he came at the Battle of Hastings, which is in Kent, fought and defeated the Celtic, the original landlords of England, and he took over. That was the birth of England. So the English people you're looking at today, they are basically French people. The elite class is French. The English royal family, as a matter of fact, is German. I don't know if people know that at all. But this is Radio Biafra. We educate. We enlighten people here. We make them understand what they previously did not know. The French people came and conquered the Celtic landlords who are living in the present day England. He is William the Conqueror, 1066. He's from Normandy. The William of Orange, he came there, defeated. That place is called Battle. The word battle, which is what you hear when people go to fight, is actually the name of a village in Kent. It's in Hastings. The Battle of Hastings. That particular spot is called Battle. That is where you got the name from, Battle, which people refer to. Because they own English language, you see. You cannot alter it, but they can. Battle is the name of the place where the war took place, in Hastings, when William the Conqueror defeated the local Celtic kings and England was born. Please go ahead. Any more question?
No, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We inform, we educate, we enlighten, we polish the minds of our people. We prepare it for what is to come, because Biafra is going to be an enlightened society. There will be no gutter in Biafra, no open drainage, there will be no mosquito, no flies. That is how civilized we are going to be. We have a caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. You have come to us via the coordinators line on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. And I'm waiting for Uchenna Onyema. I expect him to come here to give us an update. Go ahead, please, if you can hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not using a very good system to call Radio Biafra, or they are not listening. Either of the two must be happening. In which case, I did ask the barrister to please prepare himself. I did ask the barrister to try and discuss some issues with me. Those issues relate to the issue of our people and why they do not react until it is too late. That is what I would like to know. The barrister must get ready to speak to me. After Moluku, give us your name and where you are, please.
Director, my name is Odilemo Oloku.
Yes, Odile, go ahead.
I'm calling from Manchester in the UK.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Let me start by thanking you once again, as well as Uche, Emma, and Karamonde, and all those who are doing one thing or the other for the restoration of Biafra. And also to my fellow Biafrans, I salute you all. May Chukwu Abema continue to guide and protect us.
You say, go ahead. Go
as
ahead.
We all have to move ahead on this journey of restoring of Biafra.
Yes.
Director, after listening to your recent this news about the Fulani is now well positioned in Ogoja. Before then, I think they were somewhere in Ebonyi State already.
Yes.
And they are somehow already making inroad into. Over as well.
No, they are not somehow. Their agent is there.
I think what they are.
Okorocha is there already, waiting for them to link up with them once their march commences. Okorocha will receive them at Owerri.
So So I think what we have now is that they have already circulated encircled the entire Biafran land, it looks like.
Yes.
Well, now that the clergymen are also saying the same thing you've been saying for some couple of months now, I wonder what our people are still waiting for. And my question is to most of us in diaspora. I wonder what evidence do people are still waiting for to see that these guys are already coming in. And what we have now is a kind of an advanced party.
Yes.
They are already positioning themselves. Must we continue to ask questions upon questions? We are here thinking that we have arrived, we can get some money in Europe, and we think that life is now normal. Here we are in Europe, some people made some sacrifice. They made this country what it is. Some people died for this country to be what it is today, and we are enjoying. My question is to all of us, for how long? What else do we need to know? How else do we need to be convinced? The director of Radio Biafra, what else do we need from him? He said it all, everything is correct. Whatever he says comes to pass one way or the other. Those who are caring about British passport or whatever, they think they've gotten it all. You can't be a British. You still remain a black man. It doesn't matter whatever passport you have. Let us all come out. Let us all come out now. It is done or never. Everybody, wherever you are, every Biafran, please come out and join this struggle. Contribute whatever you can. On anything, wherever you are, come out, identify with our people, join the wagon, join this struggle, please. I'm begging of you. In Manchester here, our meeting is coming up in the next on Sunday, to be precise. If you're in Manchester area, please join us, ring us. Meeting place remains the same place. It's the Greater Manchester Fire Service Community Room, and it is in Thompson Street, New Cross. The postcode is M45FP. It is a street before the big Chinese supermarket along Oldham Road. It is a walking distance from Piccadilly. It has a free parking. And if you can locate the place, you can easily call one of these numbers. Our PRO, its number is 074-1522-7145. Or you can call our coordinator on this number, 07827434649. Director, before I drop, I will want to chip in one thing. I've said it before, but I want to see if we can go back to it and think about it. I think it is time if we can create another office whereby every local coordinator or zonal coordinator can assemble, get the names, contact details, telephone number, and email addresses of their members, those very committed members that are financially up to date, and forward these numbers to the national coordinator, who will in turn send it to this very new office. Let us have an idea. How many are we? Who are these committed members? It will give us an idea of how many we are. If we are 20,000, and sending emails to them is not, it's very easy. You can send strong out email to them. It's important that we reach them one to one. There are sometimes we might need them when we need some, financial difficulties. We can contact them direct. If we have 20,000 members, very, very sure members, people that we are sure of, committed ones, and decide to send that email to them at a particular date every month and say, please, we have difficulties now, we need £10 from each person. If we have 20,000 members, and if...
Can you hear me?
We are sure that our committed members...
Audrey, can you hear me? You are breaking up. Can you hear me? Audrey Moloku, can you hear me? No. No, he cannot hear me. Let us go to the line. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller.
I can hear you.
Yes, please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Onyekachi Victor Nabife.
Nabife, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Togo.
From Togo?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the effort and what you people have been doing so far to make sure that Biafra stand.
Thank you.
We are happy over here in Togo. And I want to assure you people that we are fully supportive of you people.
Thank
anytime.
You. Yes, go ahead. We have lost him from Togo. I'm not sure we've taken a call from Togo before, but that goes to show that since we went on satellite, a lot has been happening. People have been coming and joining us from all nooks and crannies. I asked the barrister to be on standby. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? I'm waiting for the barrister himself. Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. I'm expecting to...
Yes, Dara.
Barrister, you left your station.
Yes, I can, Director.
Please go ahead. You heard what I said before, Barrister. Why is it that some of the idioms of our ancestors always come to pass? Why is it... Is there anything we have not done? How can we get our people to understand the seriousness of the problem and to join hands together so that we can tackle it? How do we make them to understand it? Because some of them still can't get it.
Yes, Director. I mean, we've reviewed this before, as I have quoted on many occasions, on this guy, Malcolm X. He says to re-educate black people. If I have to say Africans, or if you want me to bring it down to Biafrans, or if you like, to Igbos, you have to take it easy whilst re-educating them. Otherwise, they will not take it in. That it has been a problem of our people. It has been a problem of our laziness, of our wait. Let me see. Even up to today, a lot of people are still standing by to find out if we mean what we are saying, to find out what we are doing, if it will be come to a fruition, or to see if everything will just go in disarray. It has always been that doubting Thomas attitude that is in us. It's because of our ideologies and the way we are, the way we are made, the way we are created, because of our components, our thinking, it has been that way. It is not easy to convince your fellow black person. It has never been. Because every black man you're trying to sell something will see if you are taking his profit or if the whole profit is coming to you. They want to examine. They want to reassure themselves. Of course, eventually they will cave in, but it will take time. That is about a re-education that, of course, will take time.
So, Barrister, I'm sorry to cut you short, or not to cut you, but to cut in. So hang on, Barrister. So, if we are taking it easy with them, and the Hausa Fulani people, they get to worry, then we are still taking it easy with them. What I want you to explain to me, which you have failed to do, is... What is it about their makeup, their nomenclature, their reasoning that predisposes them not to be able to discern danger when they see one? What is in the brain of your average Biafran that they have seen what the Hausa Fulani cattle rearers Boko Haram Advance Party did in Plateau? Everybody can see what they have done in Benue. Then why can't they see that these people do not mean well for us in Ogoja? Why can't we see it? That is what I want to understand. What is it about us that we cannot see something when that thing is so apparent, especially when it has to do with our death? Why can't we see it?
It's because of our lackadaisical attitude. The attitude of let this batch go first. Let's see if they will survive or if they will succeed. before we can jump in. It's also the same in some race, even animals. Remember, when I think it was tortoise that was frying fishes, and this one will jump in, the other one will wait and see if this one will be fried. And as soon as that one went there and was fried and got so big, the other one got excited. Oh, my brother is now big. Oh, let me join him in order to get big. So you have this kind of like a lackadaisical attitude in some species. And our own is not different, director. That is the way we are created. You cannot change it. It's the way we are. Even if you try changing the attitude of every black man or every African or every, you will meet resistance. Some will tell you and I will label you either in an enforcement officer or they say, all right, you go and do it alone. I'm not coming. Because our people do not like command. It takes them time to get used to what they're supposed to do. Without which, no, we ain't going nowhere. It's our attitude. It can only take a few to confuse and also convince the rest. You cannot do it otherwise. It can only take time. But don't forget that not everybody are moving in the same pace. Some are faster, some are slower, some are even more slower than the others. So that's the way we are, and it will not be easy. After all, you say that it's in the nanany, so that means it's been a thing, it's been in existence for a long time. So it's not something that just came all of a sudden. No, it's been there before you and I. It can only take time to keep preaching and not giving up. That's all. There's no other way you can do it or look at it.
My goodness. Then it's frightening. Barrister, it is very, very worrying. The implication of your analysis, of course, which I subscribe to and I believe in completely, is that we are in very serious trouble as a people, that we cannot anticipate danger and halt it. As a people, we have never made any forward plan in our life before. As a group of people. Now, this is another opportunity for us to preempt what the enemies are doing. But what are we doing? Nothing about it. We don't have the resources to be able to go and halt these people on our own. We need the help of everybody to be able to stop the inflow, to stop the advance of jihad into our territory. They have come. Anywhere they have been to, they have laid that place to waste. If we allow them to establish any strong position, Barrister, we are finished. We are finished. And we don't want that to happen. Thank you very much for your analysis, and I have that in mind. Please, Barrister, stay where you are. Let us go and take this call. Your name and where you are. If you can hear me, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Good evening, can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. I seriously do not think they can. I can't understand why some people will call us with very clear line from within these areas and others can't. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let me try Kingsley. Kingsley, can you hear me? No, not that one either. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening, please. Raise your voice, your name, and where you are.
Okay, I'm Iwala Chibuze. I earlier called before.
Yes, Chibuze, go ahead.
Okay, what you said the House of Fulani being at Ogoja, you're 100% right, even when you're not around. I'm calling from Isi Alangwa now.
You are Isi Alangwa now. That's where you're calling from.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
So a proof of that is when an instance, I personally, if I want to go to Were from Umekashon, if a bus didn't load fully well from Aba, then from Umekashon, I found out that before the bus will get to Were, about 5 Hausa persons have entered the bus. So check out a bus of about 14 or 12 passengers and about 4 or 5 Hausa person joined us from that Umeka Junction to Were. So that tells you the number or how the population here already on ground between Isialangwa South, because Umeka Junction is Isialangwa South to Owerri. So I think it's something that is very, very alarming that people don't even understand. And to my greatest consternation, some of the youth that I talk to, they start giving me reasons why we should let some of these big politicians come in. So I try to explain to them that these people are corrupt and they are saboteurs, because you do not ask somebody who is already eating well, feeding well from the crumbs that is falling out from this house of Fulanis to come and start fighting the avenue through which he is eating and enslaving his people. So at the end of the day, I was able to convince about two persons who have said that they will join the Radio Biafra. So I think what you are doing, in fact, I see it that it is another coming of a Messiah, to the Biafran land, because Jesus Christ came that all of us may have life and have it abundantly. But you have come that we as well, the children of God, may have life and have it abundantly. So I believe that every person that is listening to my voice right here that I'm calling, wherever you are, we have all hands to be on deck to ensure that we resist these people. Very, very sure. I personally am telling you now, I have made some arrangements to enroll on how to shoot on sight. Even when I discussed with my wife, initially she didn't agree, but she let her have to accept with me.
Yes.
So, in every angle, I am ready, because I when I called the other day, I told you how I have suffered, right from presenting projects, they accepting it, bringing quotation, and because of my name and where I came from, they have not awarded me. So I have faced a lot of discrimination, a lot of segregation, and a lot of slavery. So to the extent that even before Biafra come, I have told my wife that we are slaves in this country. I told her, and she quite agreed with me, even before I started listening to Radio Biafra. So everything you've said, it is 100% correct. So, and I'm telling you that they are no longer at Ugoja only. They are here now within us. Majority of them
yes.
are around here, carrying a shoemaker something, carrying selling all these little women cosmetics something, trying to go around our vicinity. In fact, they are more or less detectives. There is everywhere they are entering. Even my wife said that they are no longer afraid. I told them that how would they be afraid that nobody touches them here? They go everywhere. So I'm very, very, I'm extremely delighted, and I said that God will definitely bless you and encourage you. So my wife said that she wants to greet you.
Yeah, please, yeah, put her on the line.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening.
Dr. Nandi Kalu.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, yes, I can hear you very well. Good evening.
I really want to congratulate you and say, may God continue to bless you and keep on the struggle of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
By the special grace of God, we'll get Biafra.
We'll get it. Ise, Ise.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. You're calling. Please take care of your husband very well. Yes, I was telling your wife to take care of you very well, because you're a good man. Anybody married to a Biafran, you must take care of him. If your husband comes to you and says to you, I am a Biafran, I'm fighting for my country, please take very good care of him. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
I thought you were saying something.
Yes, I was asking you to please make sure you take care of your husband. He's a good man. Anybody that is fighting for Biafra, anybody that stands up, regardless of where they are, you people are in Isialangwa this very evening, broadcasting or speaking to us, and your voice is being heard as far away as San Francisco. People in Russia are listening, those in New Zealand, those in Australia. That is the power of what Radio Biafra can do, because we are formidable. You must take good care of your husband. He's a good man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have, I believe, that the coordinator of coordinators has joined us to give us an update, and the whole world is waiting and listening, because things will have to happen. We have enemies at the gates, and we must confront them. We need to know the countries that are prepared to arm us to go and face our enemies, and those who are slacking, those who are dragging us behind, that we may be able to name them on Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And greetings, fellow Biafrans, listening from every nook and corner of this planet. I am Mazi Uchenna Onyema, from Amasu village in Arochukwu Biafra land. And by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, the humble servant of my people, my great people and wonderful people of Biafra. Director, I must say to you tonight that I am very happy. I am very, very proud to be a Biafran this evening. Our people, they've risen up to the challenge. It took me a long time because I wanted to delay the announcement to allow people the opportunity to send in their request or proof of their payment as need be. I must say, Director, the list is getting longer and longer and longer. So even as we speak, I'm still putting some people on hold so that I can do my duty. I know Biafrans are waiting. I know the listeners are waiting worldwide. I know, Director, when we don't hear your voice for a day or two, people start to panic. People start, until I became the COC, I didn't realize how important you are to some people's lives. Director, I think if you don't broadcast for a week, I think a lot of people are going to be in hospital.
It won't happen anymore because our technology is not working fine. The line is very crisp. The line you're talking on is very crisp. We are working on a few other things, and there is nothing we cannot do because Chukwu Abiyama is with us. He asked us to come. He determined that we should come, not man. And because of that, anything we want to do, we can do it. The technology we are using is not available to any other soul on this planet Earth. They cannot do what we are doing. I issued a challenge yesterday. I said, can you tell me any broadcaster coming out of Africa where somebody can call from Isialangwa and they will hear their own voice? They're listening on satellite. Where has that happened before? It is impossible. That is because we are Biafrans. Anything we want to do, we do it because we are directly descended from Chukwu Abiyama, who is God. Please go ahead.
Okay, like I always say when I do calling, I always like to reaffirm my belief in Chukwu Abiyama and also let people know, my people listening worldwide, I want people to know that I'm a proud Biafran. Right from the day I was born a Biafran. My father was a soldier. Fortunately for him, he did not see Biafra. But I believe I will see Biafra for him. And I believe he's up there. And I believe he's up there looking down on me, saying to me, go ahead, son, I'm behind you.
Yes.
I'm beside you. And I'm in front of you. So I'm moving without fear or favor. I owe nobody any apologies. I know some people that are tuning in or joining the struggle for the first time. Some of them shake. Some of them shiver. Some of them are scared of the enemy. Some of them, when they look at the task ahead, they shake. They shiver. They fear the enemy. Unfortunately, some of these people are pastors. Some of these people preach the gospel. Sometimes it makes me to wonder, like, do they really believe what they're reading? Are they just reading it out for the people? Well, all I can say to all those people that listen to them preachers is, come to Radio Biafra. What we tell you is what we do. We don't tell you something else and do something else. I know Director preaches what he believes in, and I believe him too. I have no doubt in his ability. I have no doubt that Biafra, through Radio Biafra, will deliver. So let me not waste much time because I know people are waiting. But what I can say to you, Director, I don't know how you want me to go down the list because the list is long. I can tell you categorically that.
Yes, yes. Name the countries that have complied
After that, you name those that have not complied. Now is the today is the 3rd of April. We don't have time to waste. So I will know personally those coordinators that just talk and cannot do anything. We want to know who they are. Please give us the names of those that have complied. Go ahead.
Okay. When we say about people that complied, we are talking about the month of March, because the month of April, except United States with a deposit, no other country has paid for April, which we are on the 3rd of April. So I believe we still have a few days before we start pushing on April.
Kai Maritegodi from March. Let us go from the known to the unknown. April is still unknown. Let us go from the known. How many people? We don't want to say from January of this year, because from January, not up to five countries have been consistent, which is worrying. And I said not up to five. Not up to five. And these are the people sending us to battle with wooden guns. The same nonsense that happened in 67 to 70 and we lost 3.5 million people. These same people never learn from history. They want us to go and repeat the same rubbish again and come out with the same defeat. They are wrong. They are very, very wrong. You will give me the names of those that have complied for the month of March, please.
Okay. Let me first, because I live in the UK, I still represent the UK, so I will start with United Kingdom.
Yes.
Followed by USA.
Yes.
Israel.
Yes.
Sweden. Malaysia. Yes. China. Germany. South Africa. Italy, Ireland, but I will not say Ireland. When I say Ireland, I mean Cork in Ireland, not the entire island.
Yes. We are waiting. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Can you, Onyema, can you hear me? Have we lost you? We may have lost him. We may have lost him. I don't know what is going on. Maybe somebody is trying to get through to him. I can't understand. He will come back to us to be able to finish this. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Please go ahead. I will remind you of where you stopped. The place we stopped hearing what you're saying is Ireland, Cork, only in Ireland. So what we are telling me is that Waterford and Dublin and all the rest of them, places I went to preach this very gospel, that they have not responded. Is that what I'm being led to understand?
Yes, Director.
Okay, please go ahead.
Italy.
Yes.
Finland.
Finland has responded, yes.
Yes. Switzerland.
Switzerland, yes.
Russia.
Yes.
Congo. DRC.
Congo DRC. Yes. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. For some reason, something is going on. Either people are interrupting, I can't understand, or people are trying to. I hope they're not trying to bribe the coordinator of all coordinators. Of course, is beyond reproach. We don't want it. People must understand that this is Biafra. We don't want anybody whispering into his ears. We want the facts the way they are. We know we are one family. We are doing all we can to support one another. But if an instruction is issued, it must be carried out. We need to go and do what we must do as a people to defend our honor, our integrity, and make sure that we go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. Please, therefore, I will welcome him to come and join us once again. Our lines are still opening. Our lines are still opening. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know. Please, if we hold you, you stay where you are. Do not disengage. We have a caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Where are you? Where are you? What is your name? And where are you calling from?
My name is Chukwuka, calling from Thailand, Bangkok.
Chukwuka from Thailand. Chukwuka, what is your surname?
Chukwuka Wozuzu.
Wozuzu. Yes, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I want to congratulate you for what you are doing. You are trying so much.
All of us are trying. All the indigenous people of Biafra, the editorial board of radio, Biafra, the executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra, ably led by Dr. Justin Akujeze. We also remember our officers who are at home, Ikechukwu Eniago, and also our dear sister, Rita Nebuogo. We remember the women as well, ably led by Ngozi Madu. These people are those that make Biafra what it is. They are those that make Radio Biafra what it is. They are the people of the indigenous people of Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yeah, may God bless you so much. May God give you the strength to continue in everything you are doing.
You say?
One time.
You say?
Yeah. We are very, very angry on what is happening in the Jew.
Yes.
We are very, very angry. We are not happy.
Nobody is.
Could you imagine that I went to do my 90 days report in immigration office? Then that was on Saturday last year.
Yes.
I called the lady that I'm coming. The lady said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm not from. I'm from Nigeria." He said, "We hate you. Thailand hates you. Everybody hates you."
Are you serious?
Go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My goodness, yeah. Man. They say you said you're a Nigerian, and the woman said, "We hate you. Go from Thailand. Go." Yeah. My goodness me.
Everybody hates you. You know what they used to do here. Sometimes they will not give us visa. Even if you have money, they cannot give you. You know, even if you have visa, even if you have money to pay to get your visa, they will not give you. Maybe they will close it for 1 year, for 1 month, 3 months. They will not open their visa
Boys
to give
Biafra
you.
Is dying. We want to go home and fight for our rights. Let them just go home and fight for our
Yes,
rights.
We are going. Somebody from Thailand is at home. Osito Keke is at home. He's from Thailand. He's at home fighting for his country, working for his country, preparing to do what he pledged his life he was going to do. So all of you in Thailand can come and join us as well. What we are saying is that we need those who will be staying behind in Thailand to do what is right, to continue to support this struggle. I did not hear the name of Thailand being mentioned when our coordinator of coordinators was saying something about this. How about Osito Keke that came from Thailand? Does it mean that Thailand people cannot support their own who is at home presently fighting for his country? Is that what they are telling me? That is why all of you will need to attend Biafran meeting in Thailand. I said all of you must attend. All of you must attend the meeting and be part of this very wonderful movement worldwide.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Find out where we are.
Thank you very much.
If you're on Facebook, you go to Facebook and look for Biafrans in Thailand. If you go there, you will get us. Thank you very much. We have a caller also on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? If you can, start by giving us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. This very person has been calling us, but nothing seems to be happening. I don't understand it. His name is Chukwu Emeka. I don't know where he's calling from. He's a very handsome chap as well, according to his picture. But I can't understand why he's not saying anything at all. I find it very, very troubling. Very, very troubling. We have a caller also on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
I can hear you. My name is Chukwu Emeka. I'm calling from Indonesia.
Yes, Chukwu Emeka, please go ahead.
Yeah, please, Director. Please, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for our people.
Thank you.
And also, I want to thank our coordinator, Isaac Eze. He's doing a marvelous job here in Indonesia. Kaneto, the last time I called, I asked a question about the wise man that visited.
Yes, go ahead.
Joshua, at the at the Bethlehem.
Yes, that went to see Yeshua.
His name
yes.
answered. Nobody answered my question.
What did you say? Go ahead. Ask the question again, and I will try to answer it again. What did you ask? What is the question?
I asked about the names of those three wise men that visited Joshua at Bethlehem, and where they come from. But
have you read the Bible? Have you read it?
Yeah, I've read the Bible now.
What did the Bible say? What did the Bible say is their name?
They did not say their name.
Do you know? Have you read the part of the Bible where it says you should not add anything or subtract?
I did not read that one.
Go ahead. There is a version in the Bible that says
the Bible. They only tell us that they are the wise men, the three wise.
Yes, but in the Bible they said don't add anything and don't subtract. Have you read about it? Who am I if the Bible does not provide the names of the three wise men? Who am I to go and provide their name or their names, as the case may be? I don't know what their names are, but we know that there are three wise men. Do you also know the name of the angel that ministered or that wrestled with Jacob when he was in a trance or when he got up from his trance? Do you know the name of the angel? The answer is no. Nobody knows any of these things. That is why we have to understand that the scripture is there for us to read and to understand, and follow it in spirit, the same way that people follow Biafra in spirit, having listened to the gospel being preached by Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line, on the Skype line. Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? We have somebody there. Can you hear me? People are wasting too much. If you waste time, I won't take your call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, director here is Longinus Amade. I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
From Munich in Germany, please go ahead.
Good. Director, thank you so much for what you are doing. And I'm pleased talking to you this night. Germany, especially Munich, we are now, by God's grace, the coordinator. Is a difficult place. And you visited us in December. The turn up you saw that they afraid they're slacking behind, and it's not only the phenomenon in Munich, it's all over the world anyway.
But if it's all over the world, then they do not deserve to be free. We close Munich down. I will give the instruction for Munich to be shut down this very minute. We don't need people who will drag us back. If Munich is the problem, this very call will be issued to the coordinator of Germany to shut Munich down, to close it down. We're not here to joke. Do they think we're here to play? Didn't people build Germany? They're in Germany looking for work at BMW, looking for work at Mercedes, looking for free housing and social. Did those things fall from heaven, or the Germans build it? It was built by Germans. If the people of Munich, if I receive a report by the end of play today that the people of Munich are dragging, Munich will be shut down immediately.
Director, it's understandable your plight, your annoyance over the whole thing. But you should understand also that as it is, like Barrister Mbambezi has said, our people are so slow in coming up.
We don't need people who are slow this time. They can come later.
And we are doing everything possible we can to get them along. So, I should now advise that you also please listen to the voice of truth. Don't let people misguide you here in Germany. A lot of people have called you and given you false information.
Now, what I'm telling you now is this. I have not received any other report from anywhere as being weak.
What you hear from people.
If Munich is weak, Munich will be shut down. That's what I'm saying.
That's one point. But why I'm calling this night is a particular issue about...
I don't like weak people. I don't like, it seems to me, that Munich is weak. If Munich is confirmed to be weak, Munich will be shut down and everybody in it. And they will not participate in anything to do with Biafra.
We are not here to carry dead weight. When I went to meeting, people came out. If for whatever reason best known to them, they have stopped coming out, Munich could be closed down immediately. You're not here to take chances and be talking nonsense. It's a bunch of gossiping market women. Rubbish. What nonsense is that? Grown-up men who cannot understand the need to defend the honor and the dignity of their country. Telling me nonsense. Let Munich be weak, we shut down completely. We are not here to take any chances from anybody. Please continue. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? No, they can't. They can't hear me. They cannot hear me. For some reason, they can't hear me. I still wait for the barrister to please try and come back to us, to return to us. I'm not here to entertain any useless excuse. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
I'm calling from Bangkok. My name is Kelechi Amadume.
Bangkok is in Thailand, if I'm not mistaken. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening, and this is Radio Biafra.
I'm calling from Thailand. I'm calling from Thailand.
I know. Thailand. Bangkok is the capital of Thailand. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please. I would like to know what time are we going to go back to Nigeria? Because all things are telling us here, nobody is coming out in this Bangkok to tell us where the Biafra is hosting. Even our coordinator here, if you even add him on Facebook, trying to ask him where we can come and meet this our meeting, they will be jumping around.
Have you joined the Biafrans? Have you joined the Facebook of Biafrans in Thailand?
Even you are not seeing any Facebook. Everybody is answering that name. Like if you go to your Facebook, they will find out that is you. That the person that is answering Okorongbo. Nobody see that this is Okorongbo as of this is the person that is answering this Okorongbo. You understand what we are going through?
Yes.
But when you ask someone when you can find out our place of Biafra, we will see some people here. Bangkok is too big. Thailand is too big. Thailand here is too big. They have a lot of places here. They have Isan, they have Ratanburi, they have a lot of places. So somebody from Ratanburi will not rush to Bangkok because we just want to gather together in Bangkok because everybody is not happy here.
You people should.
My boys from Malaysia, they are running coming into Thailand because of a little some problem. We are just dodging. There is no work here. The Afra boys are walking on the streets.
Yes.
We are no more happy. The corruption is too much.
What you need to do is that we intend to take everybody home. But we cannot take everybody home unless we prepare the ground. The advance party is already at home and we are trying to sustain them. And that is why any particular country or zone that is not performing, that country or zone will be shut down. We know that they are not part of what we are doing, that we don't have people there. It is better that we are only 10 countries performing than being 100 countries with talkatives and empty barrels in 80 or 80 of them. We don't need such stupidity.
That is what we have here.
We don't need such idiots. We need men who are Biafrans, who are baptized in the fire of Biafra. If you don't have that spirit, you cannot be one of
that
us.
Is it.
We did not achieve what we achieved today by standing in one place or taking prisoners. Anybody who cannot perform will be removed immediately. We are not here to play games.
We can't
play games. Hausa people are in Ogoja and some idiot is telling me nonsense about Munich. Munich will be shut down. Close it down immediately. They're a bunch of gossiping men and idiots in Munich. They should grow up and wise up. I don't know how I met these idiots. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to make sure we preach this gospel that the people may understand. If you think we are here to carry dead weights, then you're mistaken. If you think we are here to listen to gossip that has no relevance, then you are clearly mistaken. We want people who can work for their country. You are not serving me. You are serving your country, Biafra. You are not serving the indigenous people of Biafra. You are serving the spirit that sustained those that died, 3.5 million of them. And people think that we are here to joke, talking rubbish. What nonsense is that? What garbage is that? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Chikwen Dono, known as Chico, calling from Frankfurt, Germany.
Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for the people of Biafra. And my friend who called from München, from Munich, I want to tell him that we know it's not easy. But even here in Frankfurt, the dues they used to give us, even sometimes how many we are, we make all we can to make sure we paid our own dues. Because we know tomorrow we're still going to get more people. But we keep on paying any dues they give us. Please, I want to tell people in München, I know it's not easy, but anyhow, you people have, any amount of people you people are, try to keep on paying your dues so that they will not shut Munich down. We need everybody with us. That is number one thing I want to say. Number two, our director, is about what I read yesterday in the ongoing confab that say they are doing. That in the constitution of the so-called Zulu Nigeria, that they mention Sharia over 73 times, they mention Islamic over 28 times, they mention Muslim over 10 times, and there was not a place that was mentioned about Christian or Christ or Christianity or whatever, you know. And then this reminds me what on Sunday, before I read this thing yesterday, on Sunday, I was arguing with one of my friends. I asked him, can you tell me any country where you see 50-50 Christian and Muslim ruling the country? Here in Germany, where we live, Muslims are living here, but everybody knows it's a Christian land. You can never be sworn in here and they give you Quran to be sworn in. Or in America, nobody can swear you in America and give you Quran. You must give, they will give you Bible to be sworn in. In Afghanistan, when they swear you in there, they will use the Quran to swear you in. So I don't know how they want to make Nigeria that next 4 years Christianity will go with Bible, next 4 years Muslim will go with Quran. I was telling my friend I've never seen this. This was on Sunday and before I read this yesterday. So nobody have to be surprised that as at now, Nigeria is a Muslim country. That calls you. It's a Muslim country. It's not a Christian country. Whatever anybody is saying, you know, I hear some people when they hear in the radio Biafra that the director is telling them that what the Britain is doing, that they are camouflaging us, closing our eyes with Bible. And then some people start shouting. Because they have opportunity to call in Radio Biafra. But now they have heard what is happening in Nigeria, in the so-called zoo, that in our constitution there was not a place that they mentioned about Christianity. If this were to be Muslim, since yesterday by now many churches is already on fire. They will say, how can you do this in our country? You did not mention Islamic and you think we are fools. They will start burning our country or the churches. But up till now, even the so-called Ohanaeze, even this constitution was written with some of the Igbos. Nobody have ever said anything. I want to tell our fellow Biafran that is listening now that they should know that like the so-called Zulu is not a Christian country. It belongs to the Hausa Fulani people. And that is why when they write their constitution, they did not put any Christianity or any Christ or whatever in the constitution because it doesn't belong to Christianity. That is what I want to contribute, Director. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. I accept what you have said. We must proceed. Any particular zone that does not perform will be shut down immediately. Nobody is a sacred cow. If United Kingdom does not perform, they will be shut down. We don't care who you are or where you are. What matters to us is Biafra. To go and get it is what we are here for. We are not here to play stupid little stunts and play stupid little gossiping game. You gossip here, you gossip there. Talking rubbish instead of going out and fighting for your country. You're busy chatting nonsense in Munich. Give us, please, a continue. Onyema is back with us. Can you hear me? Onyema, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, Director.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
All right. First of all, I would like to apologize to our listeners. It wasn't intentional. It's just, you know, when you're enjoying yourself, things tend to go bad and the time goes fast as well.
That's correct.
If I was giving you a bad news now, it will be stable. And
yes, we know that you stopped at Congo DRC. Congo DRC was where you stopped. Please continue. Can you hear me? Onyema.
Okay, so yes, I can hear you, Director.
Go ahead. You stopped at Congo DRC. Go ahead. What is the rest? We need the names of the rest of the people that have complied. We need to know that.
Okay, we'll start with India.
India, yes.
Angola.
Angola.
Dubai. Yes, Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Dubai's case is a bit special because they paid, I converted their deposit for rally items.
Okay.
They gave us £289 deposit for rally items. I don't think, now again, I know people are listening, I know coordinators are listening worldwide.
Yes, of course.
If you deposited money for rally items and you've not paid your monthly dues.
No. No, you're trying to excuse them.
With your rally money deposit will not be refunded.
Onyema, you are trying to excuse them. First of all, I asked for the names of those that have complied. It is either you have complied or you have not complied. Let us leave the rally issue out of this. I want you to give me the names of the countries where we have compliance. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Director, Dubai, because the money with me, they deposited their money with me, I'm not refunding it. I'm using it to cover their monthly dues.
No, did they ask you to do so?
They didn't ask me to do so, but it doesn't make sense to me that somebody...
No. What I'm saying to you is that Dubai will not be included in this list. They have not paid. Please go ahead. The next country, please. The next country that have complied. We need compliance. Not those being coerced to comply. Compliance only. The next country is... you start at Angola. Go ahead.
France.
Yes, France.
France. Senegal.
Yes.
Greece is not the entire Greece, it's Thessaloniki. Those in Thessaloniki. Athens.
Thessaloniki, yes. Yes, go ahead. The next people.
Valencia, Spain.
Is it only what is happening in Spain? Have Spain paid or not? That's the whole of Spain. I want to know, have they paid or not?
Not the whole of Spain. And they've not paid for much either.
So it's only Valencia in Spain, is that correct?
Only Valencia have paid part payment for Spain.
That's okay, go ahead.
For the month of March.
Go ahead.
Amsterdam.
Only Amsterdam have paid in this thing, yes?
Not the entire Holland.
Amsterdam only. When you come to Holland, it's only Amsterdam. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Austria.
Austria, yes.
Okay, as I was talking to you, I got a message from Ireland saying that they've just completed their payment.
Okay.
But I'm yet to confirm.
They will not lie, would they? Where would they lie? Go ahead, Ireland. Yes, go ahead.
That's the list. That's all the list I've got for now.
Is Thailand there? Is Thailand there?
Thailand did not pay.
Now, I want you to do this and do it very quickly. Any country that is not on the list you put down there, I want you to email the respective national coordinators and ask them to stand down immediately. Immediately, they will stand down now, this very minute, not tomorrow morning. Every country not mentioned, the national coordinator will stand down with immediate effect. With immediate effect, I said. Now, not tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for that, and thank you for bringing up. I said all of them will stand down with immediate effect. Not tomorrow morning. We are putting those countries that we don't have any coordinators in them. We do not have coordinators in the rest of the countries not mentioned. They will stand down with immediate effect. They are no longer coordinating. The gossip will last for only 4 days, and it will dissolve into the thin air, as vacuous and as empty as they are.
They stand down immediately. Right this very moment. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We have men at arms and we need to support them. Not a bunch of talking idiots who can't do anything. I'm tired of people that talk and talk and talk and can't do anything. You think this is a joke? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. My name is Emeka Bokno. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, my coordinator, I was very, very happy as you said this. You understand? Because this Thailand is too big for us. Because a lot of people, they say we have coordinator here. We are meeting our Biafra people are meeting here. There's no meeting here in Thailand. A lot of people are saying they are paying money or this. They will arrange anything. They will collect money from people that they will not even coordinate people what to do or what to follow, what to be doing. You understand? So all these things we are complaining here in this Thailand. Our people are here suffering in this place. Also, everybody, like today, I went somewhere to buy something. So a Thai lady asked me, because they used to call us Dandam. That means that you are black monkey. You understand? Immediately you call that name, I turned back. I told him, what do you mean? He said, what do you live from? I said, I'm from Nigeria. He said, what do you mean? What Nigeria from? Which country? Where Nigeria have mouth? You understand? This thing that make me crazy, I just left that place with anger. Because I don't want to have problem here. A lot of people, they will have something to do here, but to stand in their own ways, they will not stand it. Look at our own embassy, will be here. They will push somebody from Beijing. They will not even go and approach that person that they push from Beijing. So we need what to do. They will advise us what to do here. Because we don't have any coordinator here in this Thailand.
And that is very, very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. Because they spend their time gossiping. They cannot do their work. They are weak. They are very weak men. There is no Osita, KK, and the whole of Thailand falls apart. Because there is no Osita. Only one person that went home, and the whole of Thailand has collapsed. Thailand has collapsed. That is how weak they are. You take such men to battle and you will lose. Because they are weak. They are weaker than women. Very weak. I am very, very disappointed in Thailand. Please, extremely disappointed in them. Go ahead.
I want to know, because all these things I will spread it now over again. I want to know how we'll be paying. Because people here want to pay. But we don't have coordinator. They will coordinate the money. They will not even send it to their friends. They have a pocket. They will take it in their own pocket.
We are going to find out. We are going to find out what happened. But I am expecting, if your country is not here, I expect you to step down with immediate effect. You will no longer coordinate that country. Never will you coordinate it ever again in life. Then you know we are serious. You think we are joking? Do you think we are here for child's play? Is that what people seriously think, that we are joking? They are not serious. You must be mad. Your brain is not correct. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me? I thought I had somebody on the coordinator's line. Christian Wusu, can you hear me?
Good morning, I can hear you.
And good evening from here. Go ahead, the world is listening.
Yes, we did not hear Indian's name.
India was mentioned. Yes, we got the confirmation India was mentioned. I can repeat the countries here. United Kingdom is part of us. USA is part of us. Israel is part of us. Sweden is part of us. Malaysia, China, Germany, South Africa, Italy, Ireland, Finland, Switzerland, Russia, Congo DRC, India, Angola, France, Senegal, Greece, Spain because of Valencia, Holland because of Amsterdam, Austria and Ireland. If the name of your country is not here, the national coordinator ceases to exist as the national coordinator. They are up for grabs. That's what I'm saying. So the name of India is there. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Probably my network. Yes, that is what I wanted to confirm. My network, probably when my network was wobbling, I didn't hear the name of India.
Yes, India. India is here. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. Somebody keeps calling. I wish their line is stable enough. Now we know the countries that support Biafra, that mean to support Biafra, that they listen to instruction. They say to obey is better than sacrifice. A simple instruction. Before the end of March was the instruction. Before the end of March, anything you like to do after that, it is irrelevant. To obey is better than sacrifice. We must continue. We must continue. I don't know if we are able to pick this call. Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Let us try again and see if they can. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. My name is Shinyan Njiri Bako.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
The coordinator of Biafra Women in Italy.
Yes, thank you very much.
First, Director. You spoke to a woman telling her that she should take care of her husband.
Yes.
Because any woman that the husband is fighting for Biafra should take care of the husband.
Most yes.
of the women that are Biafra, the men should not take care of us.
I apologize, please. Okay. I'm making okay. this announcement, please. If your wife is at the front line of this struggle, please, you must take care of her as well. Every Biafran lady, please, wherever you are, we are instructing all the husbands, please, to behold your wife and take care of her. Thank you very much for pointing that out. I'm grateful to you. Thank you very, very much for pointing that. Oh, our people are wonderful. I love them. Give us your name and where you are. I believe we have somebody on the coordinator's line. If so, can you hear me? I believe we have Asiebu on the line. I don't know how his line is performing. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, I don't think he can. I do not think so. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are transmitting on this very day, the third day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. On a day we have identified at last those that listen to instructions, those who are indeed with us, and those who are without. We are not here to tolerate people dragging us back. We can't take that nonsense. I am highly disappointed that Canada is not here, Thailand is not here. Extremely disappointed that Australia is not here either. Very, very disappointed about a whole host of other countries that I'm waiting to hear their names, but they did not make it. They are not on this list. And all the countries where you only have one area performing, we are giving you 7 more days. I need the entire country to participate. If the country does not participate, that same country will go down the way of the other people. We are not here to joke. We are not playing. We are not children. Give us your name and where you are if you can hear me. I can see your picture. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. You will go on to confirm. For the sake of argument, please tell the world who you are and where you're calling from.
Director, I am Uchenna Siebu Omiomio. I'm calling from Victoria, Spain.
Victoria is in Spain. We understand that Victoria has not performed. Only Valencia in the whole of Spain. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable. We cannot accept it. What in the name of Tukwu Abiam is going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Yes, what is going on? We understand only Valencia in Spain was able to perform. What is happening? What exactly is going on in Spain?
Nothing is happening, Director. That was why I called. And I want to assure you, like I said before, Director, just I told you that upon Madam Wachuku, Omecha Mwajokumo Nota de Romunia.
Yes.
Said that. The last call I made. And I want to assure you, Victoria the rest of Spain, this Saturday, everybody must respond. I said, everybody must respond. We on that. I am not talking only on Victoria. I am talking as the national rep of all the European countries. Director, I am not sleeping. I am working tirelessly, and everybody, all the coordinators in Europe.
Yes.
I just resumed my work last week, and I assure you, I have never done anything to fail. And by next week, everybody in Europe, in Germany, everybody must respond directly. This is the reason why I called, and I want to assure you this. This is the only thing I will ask you to do for me, which Uchenna has never failed, and I will fail this time, directly.
Okay. You have spoken, and I have listened to you. I will leave it in your capable hands with only 7 days to go. Thank you very much for that intervention. Thank you very, very much. I don't want to appear as somebody who is inflexible, but that holds for other people. He has spoken on behalf of the entirety of the European family of the indigenous people of Biafra in his capacity as the representative for Europe. That can stay. All the other ones, everything we said must continue the way we have spoken. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the line on Skype, to be precise. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name remains Ifeanyi Chukwu Emmanuel Okoyong Kike.
Yes, Ifeanyi.
I'm calling from Bergen.
Of course you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to... I have two things to... If you can give me some 2-3 minutes...
Go ahead. You have the time. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Like you have already said...
Yes.
All the coordinators who are not performing should be shut down. Like I myself, I will start by saying that we, the indigenous people of Biafra, I'm a bona fide member of this struggle. By all ramifications, whatever you have structures to do, I think I'm doing my own part of it. So, and I have to plead for my coordinators, even though they are... Many of them are trying hardly, sleepless night concerning this issue. I'm pleading on behalf of them. The reason why I to say that I'm both speak, because this is our platform, that when any instruction you give, anybody among us carried it accordingly, he has the right to call Radio Biafra and giving time to explain himself. Let me start by saying that I am a very bona fide member of this family. By battalion member, I'm a full member. My number is 0042011. You told us to add our friends in Facebook, which I have done. About satellite, I have paid and gotten one satellite for my family. And every month, my family has promised to be paying 100 euros every month, which I'm up to date. Even though, I think 1 minute. If I'm lying, any of the board can...
You're up to date. Nobody's disputing that.
Planning for on behalf of our coordinators. Some of them are trying, like our Lothar Chukwu, he's trying his best too. So I'm pleading on behalf of them. If the chance can give in them, please.
But Ifeanyi, can I ask you a question? Do you seriously think we are going to waste precious time coming on the air every blessed month going through the same thing? We did not talk about January. Listen very carefully, please, my dear brother. These countries did not pay for January. They did not pay for February. They did not pay for March. What type of freedom fighting are we doing then? 3 months in a row. And Boko Haram is at Ogoja.
It's such a pity. Honestly, I really don't know that. I thought it was like a month.
It is 3 months. January, because when people say, oh, they are collecting money from people are donating, I look at idiots and the who cannot reason properly, and I laugh at them. That is why we made it open, because we said we are open. I am buying it now, so everybody can see it. All that money they say we'll be collecting, this is it now.
Exactly.
This is it. They have not paid for 3 months. This is the fourth month. They have not paid. And we are going to shut them down because we don't have people in those places, as simple as that. If it's only two people, we know we're only two. Not claiming we are 1 million. When 900,000 is useless. What type of crowd is that? Yabu crowd, just make noise and you do nothing. We don't want that. Please go ahead.
Yeah, please, I want to use this opportunity and stop telling, I'm using this as an announcement to our brothers, families of Biafran. Please stop thanking director Nnamdi every time. I want to
I don't know
director.
What they're thanking me.
Look what you want us to do. Add your friends in a little way you can contribute, any way you can. Stop thanking director. This is not a work of one person. This is hypocrisy. Person will wake up and call and go back and sleep. Please, our brother, please wake up. And if you want, when the job is done, then we start celebrating as a family. But now we are in the very critical time, not of talking direct or wasting time on the air. I want suggestion. I believe strongly that the board of director of the Radio Biafra has all quality it takes to make a Biafran a place on earth. So we don't need more suggestion. Only do what they ask us to do. Please come out from hypocrisy of hypocrisy and let us be real and love ourselves and look what they told us to do.
Simple.
I will not keep on advocating for people now because everybody has this problem. But let us take this Biafra as a paramount for us now because we are in very bad time. I was speaking with my mother today. She was crying, said that how she wished that this will happen in her eyes. That when we all in that's when I come here to rebuild Nigeria because for them in Biafra land they cannot do anything because all of them are corrupt. That only hope they have now is for we to come and put things in place.
Of course,
just, she's praying that let this happen on his own time. And he said, I actually. People remembering him on the very 30th day for that very on the 30th day of our this thing. Our brothers, please let us wake up and join hand and be real for once. We have gone a lot of we have gone through a lot.
I hope. Yes, he said, may you God bless all of us. Thank you very much for that, Ifani. We have listened to you. And it's entirely up to them. We have somebody on Viber. Can you please give me your name and where you're calling from? And by extension, tell the people around the world who you are, please.
Hello, good evening, Director Nnamdi.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Pius Maduochi Debere.
Yes.
I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Umokisi Amuzi Ayazu Mbise in Imo State, Biafra land.
Please go ahead. Thank you and welcome to the program. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I've been an adamant listener of Radio Biafra for a long time now.
Yes.
Probably since 2009, I think.
Yes.
And I've been following the situation. And I have been doing my own groundwork here in Belgium, trying to contact people I know, my friends, some people, my well-wishers.
Yes.
And I want to thank every Biafran, and I want to thank you, Director, and all your crew. And I want you to understand that we are in support and we are doing everything possible. And yesterday I heard that there's gonna be a meeting in Antwerp.
Yes.
I didn't get the information complete, but I think it was Czech's Garden.
Yeah, Czech's Garden, something Garden, Czech's Gardens or something like that. Czech's Gardens or so.
Yeah, I don't know the time.
The time, if I recall very correctly, is 6 p.m. in the evening. 6 p.m.
Okay, 6 p.m. in the evening.
Yes, either 4 or 6 p.m. I'm not too sure. I think that whoever is arranging the meeting. Whoever is arranging the meeting should be able to clarify what time it is. But if you go to Biafrans in Belgium on Facebook, you should be able to see the time there, pinned up there. If you go to Facebook, to Biafrans in Belgium on Facebook, it is there. You'll see the time for the meeting and the venue.
Yeah, okay, because you said about the coordinators and that they have to stop.
Immediately. Any coordinator that did not meet up will stand down.
Hello?
Yes, but the European representative, Ucha Siebu, has come to say that in his capacity as the rep for Europe, that he should be given 7 more days to finish the work that he's doing in Europe. So we give them 7 more days.
I have secured a printer for the secretariat in the Enugu, and I don't know how I'm going to send it forward. I just bought a printer to send, but I don't know if because I wanted to meet them in Antwerp and give them the printer.
I don't know if I don't know what is happening, if the boss has left there or not.
But one thing we are making very clear is that any national coordinator who stands down, if you want to serve your country, you are more than welcome to do so in some other capacity, but not in a coordinating capacity. That is after 7 days following the appeal by Ucha Siebu Omiomio, who happens to be the European representative. He's saying that he's been in contact with some of them. Some are saying due to some technical difficulties, they should be given 7 more days, and that is all we're prepared to have. And we granted that to him. So if Belgium falls within that category, they have only 7 days. But they stood down at the moment. They have been stood down. It is called probation. Probation will only last for 7 days. And I will ask Omiomio to come here on air to clarify those that responded and those who didn't. So on that note, okay. I think that the meeting is in Antwerp, Chase Gardens, if I'm not mistaken. And I know it will be around 6 p.m. in the evening. Please, if I got that wrong, then we expect whoever is convening the meeting to come on air and clarify the matter for us. But if you go back to yesterday's broadcast, it is always there. If you go back there, you'll be able to see it. Thank you very much for calling.
But the point I'm trying to make is...
go ahead.
I don't know if I have to give them the printer.
Of course you can. Of course you can. That somebody is no longer a coordinator doesn't mean that they're not a Biafran anymore or cannot work for their country. But what I'm saying is that you cannot coordinate. That is all. You don't have what it takes to coordinate. Maybe you'll be a very good PRO or secretary, but coordinating, no, you can't do it. That's what we're saying. So you can still give it to them. Give it to them and we'll get to us. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The barrister has rejoined me, if I'm not mistaken. Barrister Mamezu is with me. Other people are on the line. I asked them to wait. Barrister, what would you like to say?
Yes, Director, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, so is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Good. Yes, Director, yes, about what you were speaking now, we were discussing earlier about our people and their reluctance in meeting up with challenges. As I said earlier, it's something that we have to, of course, ginger them up. It doesn't mean we have to drop them or leave them behind. Just like you were saying earlier about the Biafran who called from Germany, for them to act whilst others are acting, rather than to be left behind. I will actually appeal to you to give them some more days, as you will expect me to do, rather than to dismiss them. Don't dismiss them, just give them a few more days to come up with something. At least they'll congratulate themselves whilst they do that. But if you ask them to be dismissed, they'll remain despondent, and that's not good for us. So I will appeal you ginger them up. Or get Mazi Onyema, he knows how to ginger people. Ask him to be on their case, reminding them on a daily basis that, of course, we have a war at hand and our people need to be rescued. I'm proud that I'm here in London. I'm also proud of the Americans who, before, we are not showing up, and now, if they are not in the first position, they are in the second position. And even I had the name of Greek people, who most of them are not doing very well yet.
They are not doing well, Barrister. They are suffering in Greece. How Nnamdi Obodachi and all the rest of them, how they do it, I do not know. I have told him, don't even contribute anything. Greece, yeah, there is nothing happening in Greece. Nothing at all. Yet people in Greece, they scrape, Barrister. They scrape and deny themselves to contribute. Barrister, people are contributing from Africa, from Senegal, from the Democratic Republic of Congo. People from Angola, Barrister. Yes. Come on. Come on, no, for goodness sake.
You see, of course, we are the same people. Some will, you know, remember, some like things hot, some like it cold. Some like it 2 days in the port, 2 days old. We will ginger them up rather than to retire them. I will insist that we get Mazi to ginger them up. Call them all the time. I congratulate those brothers and so Biafrans who are acting accordingly. If you guys are around me, I'll pat your back. Well done to all of you. We've had your names. And those whose names are not mentioned, please do your best to remove that shame off your faces, because if you are not called whilst others are calling, you become Usu. I don't know what you call Usu. Usu akuno mi beakuru. Owo Usu ang, you know?
Usu no, so bad. Like Obasanjo from Obasanjo's family. They come the same heritage.
Usu is a senior bat, you see.
Yes,
because you have bat, then you have Usu. And you were a Mpere. And you were a Mpere also. So Usu is a senior bat.
director.
Oh, God.
So, my brothers, please do your best whilst others are doing, so that you're not left behind. Because
and the most senior of that family is Obasanjo. After Obasanjo, you
say gorilla. I don't want to laugh now. Let's focus on trying to get our people to get up, because how the houses and director, each time I say this, it makes me angry. How are these people burning churches in their land, killing our people, and yet they are intruding inside our territory? I cannot get my head to it.
What I was saying to you before. I was asking you to tell me the type of God that made us as a people. Hausa people said they are going to conquer you. They have been killing you. They killed you from 1945. They've been killing you. 66 to 70, they slaughtered you in your millions. They are not content. They've had Maitasine. They've had Hisba. They now have Boko Haram. They are still killing you. You've not made any move. They've killed you in the north. You did not move. They are now coming to take your land. Aye, come on. Come on. There is something wrong with us, barrister. It's not just they wake up late, barrister. No, there is something wrong with us. Myself included. Something is wrong with us, and nobody can excuse that. Something is wrong with us, very clearly.
Director, you know, of course, somebody was telling me yesterday, am I a prosecuting barrister? I said, no, I'm a defense barrister. I like to defend my people. Come what may, I like to defend them. Don't forget that this Nigeria Biafran war put our people into slumber. They fear unnecessarily. They are reluctant unnecessarily. They become impotent even to act. But Director, thank God that people like us, otherwise Radio Biafra would not have been instituted. Radio Biafra was instituted because some of us are still angry. We are still heavy at heart. We are still seeing what is happening to our species. We see what is happening to our men and women, our children, our pregnant women. That's why we said no. All of us cannot be those. All of us cannot die at the same time. All of us cannot be important, Director. Some of us will do something. And that's why we're here on Radio Biafra. So those who are very, very sluggish in acting, we have to ginger them. Because at the end of the day, all of them are Biafrans. So these are what we will do. And of course, as I said earlier, all of us will not be first in subjects. And not all of us will be last. So for those who are first to try, ginger those who are slow, coming behind, when there is space, everybody will not come first, everybody will not come last. But for those who are last, you help them to get there. Eventually they'll get there. But at this point in time, there are some of our people who are still being discouraged by those voted by Hausa Fulani people, according to the director himself. So you still have to help them to carry on, not to give up. Even when you see all these wild birds, when they are flying, some are in the middle, some are far away from each other, and some are coming from the back. So that is the way human beings are. We cannot all meet up at the same time. I had some people I went to university with. Some did not graduate. Some of us graduated. Some got first class, some second, some third, and some didn't get anything at all. So, but all of us are students. So that's what I'm saying actually is we have to help those who are still crawling behind. We cannot leave them. That is my own opinion. That's the way I walk, you see. You got to get your people to come up with you. Don't leave them behind. After all, during wartime, when a soldier of yours first shot, you put him on the shoulder. I'm talking as if I was in the military before. You put him on the shoulder and rescue him. Once there's bullet behind you, you're still carrying that shoulder.
I agree, barrister, with you. Huh? If you're in a war, not somebody who's in a bar, after drinking, you want to put them on your shoulder. Not somebody who will go and kneel before a Yoruba pastor on Sunday and give money to Yoruba people, but you cannot remember that Hausa people are in Ogoja. What type of stupidity is that?
Director, I'll still tell you what I will do. Instead of me, remember the old adage my mom tells me. Instead of me to leave that person behind, I'll with anger take that guy away with me. I will not allow any Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram or Yoruba to take my own person. I will use my persuasive words of advocacy and bring my brother or my sister with me. I will not leave nobody behind. Otherwise, the enemy has defeated you. I will not allow. I must take them with me. Even if they are limping, I'll keep encouraging them. Instead, at least they'll bring something lying on the floor for me. I will not let them to be wasted. I will not dismiss them. I will not leave them behind. They must come with me.
and they must do something for me, Director.
Not everybody will come with us to Biafra. That was why we had too many saboteurs before, and that was why we failed. Because a lot of us may be bearing Igbo names, saying Biafra, 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 but deep down they don't have what it takes to fight for Biafra. Biafra is not theory. Biafra is not a stunt, as some people will have us believe. After 2 o'clock in the midnight, you take a broomstick, a guy may also, you rattle a mosquito somewhere, you say, I've taken over this bush. It's only mosquitoes you rattled. Mosquitoes that were sleeping, doing nothing to you. You gotta rattle them. You say, I've taken over this piece of grass. People talk so much nonsense. Our people think they can frustrate us into indulging in stunt and rubbish. No. And we are telling them we can't do that crap. Anything we do here is solid and will last forever.
Definitely.
That's what we do. We don't believe in stunt. We have the money to go and pay newspapers so they can write all manner of glowing rubbish about what they're saying. Say, oh, they're doing very well. They're going to do this. They're going to do that as nonsense. They have been writing about a particular group of people for the past over 10 years now, barrister. 13 years, in fact. What have that group achieved? The answer is nothing.
Zero.
Instead,
Zero.
They brought you criminality. Why? Because I said to people a while ago, barrister, the reason why Igbo politicians are the way they are is because of Igbo people. Some of them start out very good. I'm being honest with you. Some of them came with the intention to go and serve Igbo people. But Igbo people will frustrate you to such an extent that you will consider stealing. I'm telling you, you can be a good person. They will frustrate you into stealing. Do you know why I'm saying this? In your own Owerri, they said before Hakim handed over, during the handover ceremony to the Malam, he said he assembled the creme de la creme of Imo State and said to Malam Okorocha, these are the men that deceived me. They said that's what he did. I wasn't there. I'm not sure. That's what I heard.
He did. I
have
it.
Exactly. So our people know how to, and only those. I asked Igbo people once, barrister. I said to them, Igbo people, can you tell me in this present generation, if not for after Mbakwe left, which Igbo leader has a man that loves you since then?
Nobody.
Eh?
Nobody. Director, what you have to know is saboteurs we will not tolerate in our midst. We will not accept in our midst, because once a little bad apple soils the rest. No single saboteur should be admitted, no matter how active. Even you might even have some activists who are saboteurs ready to lure you in.
Of course, to lure you in and then destroy what you're doing, which I think is what is happening in Germany. Some people in Germany are trying their damnness to destroy the Biafrans in Germany, but they are so stupid and useless. They underestimate the resolve of the people. They are so stupid. I feel sorry for them. They don't know how. Do they know how many battles we fought to get here? Do you know those we defeated to be where we are today?
I know.
Do you know those we fought and defeated? Talk less of a useless person somewhere in Munich. Maybe very stupid.
It's been a long haul, Director. It's been a long haul. But we will not tolerate any saboteur at all. And I support you and with you on this. Definitely. You get my vote on it?
Of course I will. I count on you all the time. I count on the very eminent barrister himself. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, we are bringing the program to a close. We have somebody on the line waiting. Barrister, you remain where you are. I am going to this very person. They've been there for a very long time. And they will give us their name and where they come from. This is Radio Biafra.
Is it on Skype?
Yes, on Skype. I'm talking to you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Good evening, dear friends all around the world. Please, yeah, my name is Kagozi Egwu.
Yes.
And I live here in Holland.
In Holland, go ahead.
Of course, I heard the news before, people contribute, and they mentioned about only about Amsterdam. But yes. I myself, I live here in Groningen, and the people here in Groningen don't want to come out. And myself, I join people in The Hague. And since then, I'm contributing. So right now, and I hear news about only about people in Amsterdam. And I've called coordinator before asking, is it only people in Amsterdam contribute or people in Holland? And he said, me people in Holland. So I said, I don't know why you be like this, because I myself, I contribute. And also asking what other people here in Holland. Mention other guys from Eindhoven. But right now, people who live in Amsterdam, I hear their name.
Yes, we need to ask the national. I will ask, of course, Uchendo Onyema is listening now to your voice. And is going to ask, since you what you have explained is very clear. You are in Hagen, is that correct? Hello? I don't know if he's still there. Can you hear me?
I'm in Groningen. Yes, I hear you.
Yes, where are you? Where are you residing? Where do you stay?
I'm here in Groningen. In Groningen.
I can't go Groningen, yes?
Yeah, Groningen. But okay. I join people in Den Haag because of no Belfrans.
Yes. In Groningen. So you join those in Den Haag, is that correct?
In Groningen, want to come out. Even yesterday I was Den Haag, yes. And even yesterday I was like going around meeting their friends here in Groningen, try to explain them, telling them, but they are laughing at me. But I try to, even when I find that one man, I find that the man understand, they are trying to use the man phone and put in radio Biafra in his phone. So tell the man, let him go in his room and listen. Then I know what I'm talking, if I'm lying or not. But other Igbo guys on the other Biafran guys in fact living here, yeah, just like he says to me, this guy just come this in Holland 2 years ago, begin talking about Biafra. They begin laughing at me. But I don't want to wait for them. That's the reason why I don't.
No, they may have Igbo name, but sure their father is Hausa Fulani. Their name may be Igbo. They may be answering all the Naka or Chinedu. But their father is actually Hausa Fulani. And you tell them that their relatives are to Ogoja.
Hello?
They have brought their cattle to Ogoja. That is what you need to tell them. Thank you very much for that. I am sure that the coordinator of coordinators have heard you. We have somebody also who have been waiting for a long time. You are on to us via the coordinator's line. You give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
Okay, I am still the same like Emmanuel, the coordinator from Valencia, yeah?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so like what the impression I wanted to correct is that on that date was the time Biafrans in Valencia became a member, a full-fledged member of the Biafran struggle.
Yes.
So we on this 22nd, we arranged and we received the director of Radio Biafra who broadcasted with us here in Valencia on that 22nd. We paid on March, we paid our dues, which was meant for the transmitter. We paid March. So I don't know why he should say we made part payment for March. That is supposed to be the job of our national coordinator, Nonso Ejirika, whom have confirmed with me that we are not owing. We are only ahead of time with the Valencians. We are few, like I said earlier, but these few are very powerful. And we don't need drunkards to go with us. After making meeting, you go to the next bar, you start hearing it. No. These few, they are very angry. They are full-fledged Biafrans. In their heart, you will see a stab. Their heart is being born with the flames of the fire of Biafrans. They are very agile, very promising. They cannot fail me. I don't want a majority that will come and disgrace us, because a lot of them there are looking up to us to fail so that they can.
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes.
The God of Biafra never let us down. That's what I know. Yes, I can hear you directly.
Yes, thank you very much.
We are not owing anything. We are ahead of time. We have paid for April. That is, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see our advert there. We have published our payment slip there. Okay?
Yes.
So we are ahead of time only, but we are not owing anything.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. I don't know why Spain. Thank you very much, and you too. I don't know why Spain will be lagging behind with somebody like Nonso in Spain. I am shocked that Spain is lagging behind. I am seriously distressed that Spain, I expect to be part of the first division, is lagging behind. And Nonso has very many explanations to provide. He needs to answer for that. I am disappointed. Very, very disappointed. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister has stayed with me all through, as he said he would. The barrister, please be kind enough to bring this program to a close. We've been on air for 3 hours. Once again, we must thank everybody who has listened to us. But I'll leave that to barrister to please bring us to an end today. We have commenced our descent and we are about to touch down. Please, barrister.
Thank you, Director. Thank you very much. And of course, thank you for your time on spearheading what we do here on Radio Biafra. We thank you, fellow Biafrans, those who are able to get through, and those who are not. Tomorrow, remember, it's another day. We are here every evening. It used to be 7 p.m., but now it's 6 p.m. Now we've gone back to our usual time of 7 p.m. in Biafra land and 7 p.m. here in United Kingdom. We thank you for all the support you've given to our suggestions. And we encourage all of you, please do not be left behind. Run whilst others are running. Do not be the part that you'll be reminded to come on, to run on, to carry on. Run whilst others are running. Contribute whilst others are contributing. Do not allow yourself to be made a scapegoat. Do the things that others are doing so that we restore our nations. Our nation, and of course our villages, going back home. Do what others are doing so that our dignity will be returned back, so that our women, children, brothers and sisters will be respected, so that the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will leave our lands. They are everywhere, but they are burning churches, killing you, burning your churches. They don't want you in their land, but I don't know what gave them the effrontery, the encouragement to keep coming into our territory. And here they are killing us in their own lands. And we're standing by. Some of you are hesitant. And some of you are also being discouraged. Biafrans, when would you rise up? When would you know? You think that United States is your country. United Kingdom, Malaysia, Israel, Greece, Togo. Look at Togo. Look at the Congo. All these countries, we are far more better than all of them. But we are encamping in their places. Why? Because we are cowards. Because we refuse to do what we should do as human beings. We are hiding under the cloak of pretense in other people's countries. That is what we are doing. Instead of standing firm, all those people that you are encamping in their countries have fought wars. They defeated those they need to defeat in order to stay and make it their own country. Why are you in their own country? You can't make your own. We are now telling you, you can do the same. By making few contributions, just like everybody is doing it. It's not only one person. Many people are making these contributions. Do not allow yourself to be reminded. It's not because every evening you listen to Radio Biafra and then you say it doesn't concern you. Until you hear that they have killed your brothers and sisters at home, then you fold your arms and say how you wish. And remember, if you are not counted whilst others are being counted, you will lose the plot in your homeland. Make hay while the sun is shining. We thank some of you that have maintained that particular discipline in making their contributions, in standing by us. I am not the only one who owns Biafra, including you. It belongs to us, no single individual. And for those who decided to become saboteurs, whilst others are trying to restore their dignity, you are working against what your own people are planning to restore. You are working against slavery. That is what we are working against. But you are working for it. If that is your game, and that's your game plan, you carry on. But it will rebound, so it will work against you one day. Whilst others are planting, you are busy trying to uproot. Others are fetching water to make their own soil good. You are busy pouring sands. Don't forget, one day, we have what we call the law of karma. Or if you like, the law of retributive justice. When you do something against somebody, it will come back to you. If not, didn't meet you, it will meet your children, or your family. Whatever you do, it will come back to you. All of you should stand up and say yes, whilst Biafrans are saying yes. May God be with all of you. Tomorrow we will reconvene. Thank you, Director, once again, and good night to all of you who participated, and for those who will be participating tomorrow. Good night here from London, Director.
Thank you very much. That was Brasteman Mezu from London. And I am in Africa. This is Radio Biafra. In case you're just joining us now, and we are bringing our transmission for this very day to an end. As the barrister said, we thank those who managed to get through. We also thank those who didn't get through. And regarding what we are discussing, the enemies are at the gates. They have landed at Ogoja. The advance party, the advance attack of the Hausa Fulani people have opened up their front at Ogoja. From there, they will march into our territory with their cattle. It is called grazing right and grazing field. The same reason why they massacred people in Plateau, why they overran Benue, is what they're going to do to us there now, and in basically in Biafran territory. Audios Okalo is working for them. Rochas Okorocha is competing with Audios Okalo as the most loyal Hausa Fulani servant. And we have nobody in between. Only Radio Biafra. Only the indigenous people of Biafra. That is where we are doing all our best. And regarding those countries, what we said is that the national coordinators will step down. We are not asking people who are there and members of the family to step down. No. But if you feel you are not strong enough, a Biafran, to take a very simple command and you want to step down, you are free to do so as well. We are not here to beg anybody. Biafra is not my property. You will enjoy Biafra more than I will. So I cannot beg you for what belongs to you. That is impossible. I can't beg you. If anybody is expecting to be, please now help. You are dreaming. Your brain is not correct. How can we beg you to free yourself? Hausa will come and take all of us now and kill you. Do you think I'll feel sorry for you when they bomb the bus you're in? No, of course I will not. It's just like asking me to weep that cancer we were died. I said, let them bring him up and kill him again, over and over again. He was a traitor. He loved money. He was a traitor. And also, as the barrister said, look at what is happening to all those that connived to kill Biafrans. If you connive to try to gossip your way, thinking this movement, what we are doing will fall, you must be the greatest fool on earth. It didn't work before. We have fought battles with people that claim their lineage, and we defeated them. Talk less of you. How long do you think gossip can last? 4 days and 3 minutes. Go and calculate it. That is all. And you will be history. And Biafra will march on relentless. We said, we subdue our enemies. We don't go around them. Very soon, you are about to find out. All we asked you is to lead. You were not able to lead. You should stand down honorably. You are not a leader. Go and do something else. We need leaders at this point in time. And this is Radio Biafra. Today we fail to provide that. We too will stand down. Simple. It goes for everybody. Nobody is immune from it. Everybody must be held to account. What we ask you to do, are you doing it well at all? All the things you said you are going to deliver, are you delivering on them? That is how you know who a leader is. Not by gossiping like a bunch of markets. Melon, you start peeling and whilst you're chatting rubbish on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We must thank all of you, all the people in this country. Your names will be written in gold. All of you in this country that are 23 countries in total. We are doing badly. 23 countries, if I'm not mistaken. United Kingdom, USA, Israel, Sweden, Malaysia, China, Germany, South Africa, Italy, Ireland, Finland, Switzerland, Russia, Congo, DRC, India, Angola, France, Senegal, Greece, Spain, Holland, and Austria. And some people are not ashamed. Your brothers in Senegal, your brothers in... And look at Angola. Look at Greece. And all you can do is to gossip. They pick up the phone, talk rubbish. You think if by chatting crap on the phone, somehow Hausa Fulani people will leave Ogoja? Is that what you think? You must be a dreamer. This is Radio Biafra once again. We reaffirm on this radio station, on this very platform, that Biafra is our religion. I am not a Christian and can never be anymore because I have seen the light. I have seen the truth. I am a Biafran. That is my religion. And so it is for millions of people worldwide. And on this radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, sustain, bless, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families. We also ask the men to please look after their wives. If your wife is a Biafran, every man must look after the wife who is a Biafran. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, this God we bow to, this indivisible God we worship, his name is Chukwu Abiama. He will certainly bless Biafra. And from me, it is thank you and good night.
me your friend.